La la la. La la la.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions, and there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike Show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. Gotta get after. Gonna hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years because of call identifying. You'd think that the morons were gone.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Good. Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Good.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in the company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most cockies in this room. God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
No good.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, now, the gag is, what they're saying is they're dressed like this for Halloween, even though they dress like this every day of the show when they come in. Yeah, they're not wearing costumes.
Or are they?
They say this is a costume.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyway, they're here for him. Okay.
In a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Hello, and good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Nancy James, and all the ships at sea.
Hey, Rob?
Yes?
Get me the album, but you got to get it from the Cuban...
grocery store?
Grocery store.
Can I listen to it?
No.
Okay, I promise. If you dig deep under the lemon tree, you will find Don Geronimo and the Ghoulish. Hi,
yeah, hey, Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show on this Friday, October 31, known to some of you as All Hallows Eve. Don and Mike Show with a brand new episode, and here's the phone number, 877-365-3636. That's the number from anywhere in America, from Canada. Now, do they celebrate Halloween in Canada?
I do not know.
I don't think they should be allowed to. Anyway, 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. Your number is always 202-432-1067.
Hi, Donna. Mike Buzz Burbank
there
here.
He is, I am.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up. Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Okay, here we go. It's the Thanksgiving. Oh, turn that off. Turn that off, because I want this. Oh, hold on. Which is
Count Chocula.
Bull Terry. Right here? This one right here? Yeah.
Frankenberry. Scared, kids? Are you scared on Halloween?
Imagine. Men and women taking marshmallows. Kraft Jet Puff marshmallows.
There they are, the best kind.
Taking them, putting them in between two pillows, and going on a race.
Rob's Beware.
Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, it's our mix. Yeah, crank
my
it up.
My favorite part.
Ooh. Rob's Beware.
Right. We've got the balloons.
Uh-huh.
Balloons. No, we've got the
marshmallows.
Rob, don't eat them. Don't eat the marshmallows, Rob.
Rob's a sucker for marshmallows.
Yeah, me too.
They're delicious.
I bought three bags.
You bought three bags, two for the contest.
And one for you.
So here's the deal. We got $1,000 for gals, $1,000 for guys.
$2,000 in prize money to be given away.
Wow. You got to show up here today. Here's the bag right here. Rob's already, this, I'm just your eating bag. This
my
is
eating bag.
Your eating bag. Not
you can eat that whole bag during the show, Rob?
Doubtful.
Okay. I bet you could.
They're fat-free, you know.
I bet you could. Oh, hell, Rob, you could knock this off at the first break.
They're loaded with the carbohydrates.
That's right.
For you, though.
They're good for you carbohydrates.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to know the difference.
No problem at all with that.
So the deal is this, that our doors are open right now, 10800 Main Street, Toothless, Fairfax. Guys, let's say you're a guy, you want to play this game, win $1,000. I'll tell you exactly how the course is lined up. It's on the third floor of the building, the executive wing of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go to the staging area right by the kitchen for the radio station. There you will take one of the Jet Puff marshmallows and put it between two pillows.
Right.
Very deep in there between the two pillows.
So you don't lose it.
Right. You don't want to lose it. You don't want it to slip out.
Right.
Then what you're going to do is power walk. Now it's very dangerous to run because remember...
Yeah, if you run, it can jar loose.
If the marshmallow comes out, pardon the pun, you're SOL. You're out of the contest.
Immediate disqualification.
So what you want to do is power walk down a hallway. That's about the size of an average office hallway.
Sure.
And then make a right-hand turn. And that's another long hallway that goes down to where our office is.
Uh-huh.
Then you turn around in front of our office door, and you come back past the Charlie's office, Robbie's office, and you make a left-hand turn, and you go right back to the kitchen.
Right.
And whoever does that the fastest,
right,
while keeping the marshmallow in between the bad, you know, the pillows that are right by the bad place,
mm-hmm,
they win $1,000.
The big wiener.
Now, girls, listen, girls. Girls, you can play two ways, three ways, four ways. You can play, girls, you can just play normally. You can just come down, insert the marshmallow, do the run,
mm-hmm,
and try your luck.
Right.
You can increase your chances of winning by putting the marshmallow not only in the bad place, but
the front also.
But the nice place. Yes,
good place.
Both front and rear access. It's a two-hole thing. It's four big ways to win big.
Uh-huh.
Those are two of the ways. The third way would be if you took your... I guess there's only three, because the third would be if you had not only your front and your rear...
But you had them under each breast.
You had a marshmallow under each breast.
Right.
If you're able to do all of that, you will get 5 seconds additional time for each of those. For instance, if you just do the thing topless,
mm-hmm,
you got an extra 5 seconds. You do the thing with topless and with the
one in the front
down in the front. You got yourself an extra 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
If somehow you manage to get topless, put one in your cooter, and then put them under your breast.
Mm-hmm.
You could shave
15 seconds.
Wow.
Maybe 20 seconds. Is it 5 seconds
five
a breast?
And 15.
Uh huh.
But is it 5 seconds a breast?
Oh, and if you're counting the topless altogether,
that's what I mean.
You're talking about a 20-second time advantage.
Correct. To win $1,000.
That's half
bucks.
The course.
Sounds right to me.
And it's here. It's in the radio station, so it's a controlled environment.
Very controlled.
You'll be surrounded by what we've tried to do is move most of the people who we think might become problematic. We've tried to move them off the floor.
Good. We should have done that.
I understand
anyway.
Timmy O'Bibane is staying in his office today.
Paul Gorgie, though, has unfortunately been put to sleep just temporarily. and there he is walking by the window right now.
Sleep.
See, he's already going in and out of it. There were some staff members here that we've decided are not up to the challenge of watching
Paul Gorgie.
The
wow.
Now, Mike, I thought
we had a don't ask, don't tell Paul.
I just thought that would sound funny. Sorry, Paul. I like Paul.
So you want to come
very down, nice young man.
So you want to come? You want to come down here today? And as soon as you show up, we're going to get out there and do this on the radio. I mean, get up to the third floor.
So get your buns down here, and we mean that.
Now, not only do we have that going
they wish
on,
that they were
oops
here.
Yes,
Don and Mike.
We do. There it is. He calls my first witness, Joe Ardinger, because there's two exciting Halloween traditions on this show.
Very, very exciting.
One of those traditions, of course, is, well, we just come up with something, like the marshmallow races. But the other thing has now really become a tradition where our own Joe Ardinger goes out and trick-or-treats for beer.
I really thought you were going to come walking in
hold
the
on
studio in costume.
Joe. There you go.
Well, I had to get everything ready.
If this works out.
Hold on. Who's going to call?
Yeah, well.
Joe,
okay.
And I thought you guys wanted to be surprised, so I'll go get dressed if you want.
Yeah, actually.
Who are you going to call?
Joe. Joe, I think the deal is you should go out, get dressed, and come back by the end of this break.
Oh, sure, no problem. Won't take long. I mean,
Some junk to do here. So.
Very good, Joe.
So give me some while till the end of this break to come on in your costume, and then we'll talk to you in the next break.
Great.
So Joe will be dressed in a Halloween costume. Mm-hmm. It's a surprise to us. He's going to go out in a residential neighborhood. It's about 3 o'clock here on the East Coast now. If he gets out and does this, I'm guessing it'll be going on 4 p.m.
Right. And it's always interesting to see how well he does. He really does reap the rewards. People actually give him alcoholic beverages.
He's charming. And what he has is he has a little cooler on wheels. It looks like one of those Fisher-Price carriages, one of those little...
Wagon?
Wagon.
There it is.
Yeah. Call it, Robbie. What
it's
do you call
like
that?
It's a rolling cooler. With
my wet wagon.
It's a rolling cooler.
What happened?
And that's what Joe puts the...
I don't think so.
That's what Joe puts the stuff in that he gets.
Right.
Hi, Charlie.
We have 5 male contestants ready to start.
Fantastic.
We'll very, very good. And, hey, that means room for the ladies. Mm-hmm.
Charlie, get them set up. We'll get right out there to them in just a second. I did want to mention this. This, again, was not a winning ticket that we had printed in the Don and Mike Impossible Contest.
Oh, no.
So we do not have an Impossible Contest winner today.
What's screwed up today?
Well, here's why. We could have had an Impossible Contest. Let me just click on something here.
All right.
Okay. No, actually, let me click on that. Now, I know that we put out all of the Impossible Contest winning tickets,
right,
which are located at area Yankers throughout the country. What you do is you go to the Yankers,
uh-huh,
and you buy the Don and Mike Yank Me Special.
Yank me.
And then what you do is you get the twisty.
Right.
And then when you get the twisty, you see your Impossible Contest ticket.
Twisty.
Now, what we did was we just had all the tickets printed up with all of the things that go wrong in the studio that could happen. Today's Impossible Contest winning ticks from the Yank Me and the twisty is, and we didn't have it printed up, Mike, look at this. It is a brand new computer monitor.
Look at that thing.
Here in the studio. Not
brand only, shiny new.
Never counted on that.
Not only did they fix the problem with the computer yesterday,
right,
they yanked that baby out.
Uh-huh. Yank me.
And we've got one now circa, I'd say, 1997, 1996.
The
brand name of the monitor I'm
that
looking
is
at.
That is absolutely gorgeous.
The brand name, uh-huh, not a common name.
What is the brand name?
Princeton.
What?
Oh, they're very good.
As in the university.
Yes.
Princeton.
Really?
Yeah. So you've heard of them, Buzz?
I actually have a Princeton monitor at home.
Not Dell, not HP,
no,
not Mac.
Princeton.
Mike, either way, it's the Impossible Contest, and I'm sorry we don't have a winning ticket. I'm sorry you have to go back to Yankers and get your twisty.
But doesn't that mean that today's prize rolls over to Monday?
You're absolutely right, Rob.
Very
I love
good.
This.
Good radio right. thinking, Rob Spiewak.
You are absolutely right. So, who knows the most about Halloween? Well, I say to you that there's a lot of people that know about Halloween, and there's lots of things you can do on Halloween. You can have the debate. We've had it on our show about what kind of candy to give away,
uh-huh,
what you should let your kids dress as, the crazy things, the wild things.
The crazy kids with the costumes.
The things that you did, you know, you turn over cars, you soap windows, you egg houses. You can
right.
do
turned
all
over
that.
Cars. What neighborhood did you come from?
Well,
very rough.
Let me just say that for my money, there's one Halloween expert, and he also happened to have celebrated a birthday just yesterday.
Oh, very good.
And I'm going to give him a call right now. Spoke to him last night about his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a hint. He He's a champion of industry.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Halloween expert.
Huh.
And he has just turned 43.
43.
He has just turned 43.
I think I know who it might be.
And I want to wish him a happy birthday.
Sure. If he can get to the phone.
There he is. Of course, you know him as the Count of Marijuana.
Yeah.
A lot of you know, you got the Count of Darkness. You got
Count of Monte Cristo.
Count of Monte Cristo. Mm-hmm. Count of Weed.
Count Chocula.
Here he is. Count Wacky Tabacky. Live from the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And, of course, I'm kidding about that. My brother is... today, how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Happy Halloween, Jim.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And Jimmy,
thank you.
Belated happy birthday. Jimmy, how does it feel to be... I know we didn't talk about this last night when I called you, but I'll ask you now. How does it feel to be... Think about it, dude. You are 43.
Wow.
I know, man. I'm getting old.
You're 43. You're too old to be doing what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Well, nothing. That's a good question, Jim. What are you doing?
Right now?
Yeah.
Driving 126 miles an hour.
There you go. You're trucking... Trucking out there, that's what moves products in this country. If you're using it right now, it arrived to you via a truck.
No problem if you blow a tire at that speed.
Going 126.
No, I'm in my car.
Always just drive by. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
Are you in the Jag?
Yeah.
Forget that. He's not in a big 18-wheeler. He's in his own personal death machine. And say, what cement mixer operator driver from Wisconsin doesn't want to be seen in a Jaguar?
A Jag. How do the boys down at work like the Jag?
Oh, they like it.
That's the Jag.
They think I got a ton of money.
That's the Jag that I believe I paid for, right? Or part of?
Part of, yeah.
Part of, yeah. Now, let me see. For those of you wondering about my brother legally... he's been through the court system again.
Right.
With
I don't want to talk about that.
I know, with baby number three. Just let me say it was a happy resolution.
Very good.
Would you agree?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a happy resolution.
Good.
And have you given any other thought about the vasectomy?
About what?
The vasectomy.
Still didn't hear you.
Yeah, remember when we talked 2 or 3 weeks ago about the vasectomy?
Oh, getting snipped?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it just sounds painful.
I know, but listen.
Well, are you going to do it?
I don't know.
Well,
It sounds pretty painful. Really, I haven't given it any more thought since we talked about it.
Which is more painful, do you think? Getting the vasectomy or going through this entire ordeal again in another year or so?
Well, my days of screwing around are pretty much over.
Pretty much.
And my girlfriend's on the pill, so...
Well, that's not always good enough, Jim. I think you're living proof of that. It's not your problem that you're so goddamn potent.
He's potent.
I mean, you don't fire blanks. And it would be, again, it would be my thrill. I don't mind helping you out. I love, being able to be there for you. I'd love to be the one to write the check for that vasectomy.
Yeah, maybe we could broadcast it live.
I think I'd be...
Oh, yeah, that'd be something to do.
There you go.
I think I'd be doing at least, if not the world...
Line up a good doctor, and I'll fly out. We'll take care of it.
You know, we had
How long does it hurt for, though?
It can vary.
Oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes.
2 or 3 days?
two or three minutes.
Yeah, not long.
How about afterwards, though?
That's what I'm saying, 2 or 3 minutes.
Very quick recovery period.
Okay.
And I remember when we had that dog... Neutered on the show. I'm not sure I'd like to see old Jim all splayed out with Bobby Ballsack.
That's just not a dog. That was my dog. That was beloved Max.
Max,
I mean, I don't know nothing about it. How do they do it?
They cut open your
testicles.
I don't know where they do it.
Sack?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know where they go in. You know what? We'll get calls, though, with the proud guys that have them.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us where they get cut.
But listen, another day, another time for the discussion about my brother's vasectomy.
The preferred procedure is to go in through the mouth. You need a very long scissor.
What, Jim?
What, Jimmy?
What?
No, what did you say?
Where are they going through in that?
Rob said they go through the nose.
The mouth.
Oh, my God.
The ear. They go through the eye.
He was kidding, of course.
They go underneath your fingernails.
They go through the itchy eye.
Oh.
No.
It's just a joke. Hey, Jim, you ever get the itchy eye?
Daily.
Jimmy, let me see. What do you got? What do you got planned for tonight for Halloween?
We don't have any kids, so I think we're going to try and go out for dinner.
Trying to go out for dinner now. What about
where I live? They did Halloween last Sunday.
What about the children that might walk through your neighborhood tonight looking for a handout?
No, they did it last Sunday.
Now, why would they? Maybe it's just a Wisconsin thing.
Some community.
Halloween, though, is on a Friday. Why would you have it?
No, I know. It's stupid. But they say, well, and they do it from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 4, uh-huh. Which is double stupid.
So they're controlling. It's all a safety issue.
And they say it's safer.
Right.
I got you. All right. So if you're going to dress.
It's safer than going 123 on the highway.
No, I've slowed down. I'm only doing about 85 now.
If you were. If you were going
to blow the carbon out of the thing, you know?
Yeah, I love
carbon on the valve.
You know, I say that every time I get up to over 90. You're going to blow out the carbon.
Jimmy, if you were going to dress as a celebrity or as an action figure hero or whatever, what's your choice? If you could dress as anything this Halloween, what would it be?
Kurt Cobain.
All right.
Well, that is fantastic. That's like that. You don't. Your hair's not long anymore.
No, I know.
You would have to get, like, extensions. But, yes, with extensions.
I don't have a beard, so I can't dress like Jesus either.
No Jesus of Nazareth.
Jimmy, then, Jimmy, take out the standard two go-tos that we've had, the celebrity you most resemble, Kurt Cobain and Jesus. How about just in your fantasy world? Remember I used to go through all that Batman stuff?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I've grown out of that now. I don't dress as Batman anymore on Halloween. I still have...
Still kept your costume.
I have the rubber suits. Jimmy, if you could dress as anything you wanted to, what
Jeff
would it
Gordon.
Be? You'd dress as Jeff Gordon?
Jeff Gordon, yeah.
So that means you'd have to, like, look like a faggot.
No, don't even say that. No.
Because Jeff Gordon...
Hey, not that there's anything wrong with that. The guy's got talent.
The guy's got talent. You accept him whether he's gay or not.
But I also hear now for the first time with my brother, who's a diehard NASCAR fan, not a Johnny Come Lately like I am. But I hear for the first time that you're willing to accept the fact that Jeff Gordon is gay and driving NASCAR.
Hey, so, where did you get that information?
Oh, we're just having fun, Jeff.
Jimmy, it's on the internet.
No, it is not.
Yeah, I read it on the internet.
You know, you can believe anything you read on the internet.
I read it on
That's
the internet.
Right.
It said right there. Said, what's his name? The Rainbow Warrior.
I don't care as long as I'm not doing him or nothing. I just like the guy's talent for driving.
All right, I got you. So it's Jeff Gordon. And how did you celebrate your birthday last night?
Arnie just cooked dinner what I wanted and had cake and all that.
You had a special dinner. What did you have for your special dinner?
Yeah, what was the dinner?
Porterhouse steak.
That's a fine steak.
Baked potato, carrots with sauce on them, salad, you know.
Do you have any sex with that steak?
No, not with it. Afterwards.
Yeah, you know.
Afterwards, he did good for you.
I think he said that once on the show. Didn't he once say that he likes sex and steak?
No, that would be Wendell Hall.
Steak, buddy. That's
Wendell,
right.
Wendell Hall.
Is that Wendell Hall, Rob?
No, Wendell was sex until he was tired and sore. Jim would prefer to have sex and steak. That was what he said.
Sex and steak.
Right.
Yeah. So it was Jim.
Right, so last night he got what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. For his sex and steak, two great things that go great together.
For his birthday.
Right.
And Jimmy, finally, I know a lot of people listen to the show as the kickoff for their big Halloween weekend. And, you know, I find it ridiculous. I keep reading all these stories that the biggest, most celebrated holidays in America are like Christmas and New Year's and then Halloween.
Big drinking holiday for adults.
Like, Halloween's almost as big as Thanksgiving.
Yes,
right?
Halloween is very, very popular. Lots of parties this weekend. Drive carefully, everybody.
And listen, if you had one of the pedestrian holidays like Easter or Columbus Day or Labor Day, they get blown away by the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now Halloween is...
Halloween's huge.
Number whatever it is with a bullet. Jim, why don't you please...
Big in the bye.
Make our show complete... With your Halloween show opening statements, your greeting to everybody on Halloween.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don's brother Jim.
Well, let me get some music here for you, Jimmy. This would be, I guess, your wishes, your hopes, your dreams, and any personal experiences that you have about Christmas. Here now, my brother Jim. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Address the nation about Halloween.
Light some poo in a paper bag, knock on a door, and run.
That's his only contribution, Don.
That's pretty good. I don't know what to say.
That's all you got? You don't have anything like attention, hear me now, America, have a safe Halloween, check for, you know,
spay and neuter your pets.
Razor blades.
Razor blades and the Snickers bar and, you know.
None of that.
Hi, America.
No, neuter your pet.
Neuter your pet.
Yeah. Spay and neuter, Jim. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Spay and neuter your pet.
Spay and neuter your pet. Well, there he is, everybody. He's lived 43 years on this planet.
43, I think, back to the round of applause.
Jim. I love him. He's my brother. He's out of control. He's going 128 miles an hour somewhere in Wisconsin. Right
now. Back up to 90, not 126.
Now, Jimmy.
Too much traffic.
You know, I do have a little experience in this regard, and I would ask. I know that life moves a little slower in Wisconsin, and I appreciate that. But I would think driving on a highway doing 90, that might...
When the chain on the motorcycle broke. Sorry, that's an old song.
Yeah, but that might be cause to maybe at least look out for the Smokies, or maybe set your cruise control down to 75.
How's the car running, Jim?
Oh, it runs great.
Mm-hmm. Runs great.
After you blow the carbon out of it.
What's the speed limit out there? Is it still 100?
No, it's 65.
Is there a speed limit anywhere in America with the speed limit 100? I don't think so.
I think in parts...
Wouldn't it be great if there was?
I believe in parts of Montana...
There is
100?
No, there's no limit.
There is no speed limit at all. The speed limit signs say no speed limit.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jimmy. Well, listen, keep it. Try to keep it under double nickels. Double nickels for safe on Halloween.
Okay.
All right, dude. And
have a good one.
All right, you too. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
All right, I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, dude.
All right, I'll see you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, there he is.
That was a scary ghoul.
From Wisconsin, and speaking of Wisconsin, here's a call from Green Bay. A guy who says he knows why they had Halloween last weekend in Wisconsin. Nathan.
Oh, Jason. How you doing, Dynamite?
Oh, Jason. Sorry. Yeah.
Pat, go!
Sorry, Jason.
Yeah, I'm just calling to tell you that they had Halloween last weekend because they got a special deer hunt up here, and they didn't want all the kids on the road with all these drunk Wisconsinites running around.
Well, see, now that makes a lot more sense to me.
Nice to know that they didn't reschedule the hunting event.
Yeah, but you got to have your priorities.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, of course you do.
Screw the kids. Get the guys with the guns out this weekend.
All right, my friend. Well, yeah, and my brother's one of those guys. All right, see ya.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, you know, we're going to go to get the big bad buck, but the kid... What date is it? Oh, no. Well, screw it. Move it to the weekend before.
Do it next week.
We got to go deer hunting. We got to get the deer.
Yeah, hey there. Hey, come Don on. And Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Yeah, hey. I got a vasectomy. It hurts like hell.
Where do they go in?
Huh?
Where do they go in?
Through the ear.
My testicles, and they use a thing like a knitting needle, and they pull the vesicular canal out, snip it with a pair of tweezers, and they get a thing like a soldering iron, and they burn the ends.
I've had a sudden craving. I'd love some guacamole. Anybody has maybe some salsa?
Then you want some macadamia nuts?
They push it back in, and that's that.
All right,
and
my
then,
friend.
And then it turns black and blue.
The whole area?
The whole area.
Go for calamari.
Well, you know, I think that my brother would probably, and I think it's best for him.
Right.
And I think on some level he agrees, because one of the first things he said to me when I brought it up to him a couple of weeks ago when he was going through this latest thing with he's got three now. Mm-hmm. He's got three of them, but he's doing the right thing. He's at least, you know, standing up and saying, I've got three children.
Sure.
This is where I live. This is where you can find me.
Right.
This is where I'll be sending the checks from. But when I brought it up to him, when he called me 3 weeks ago about this, I said, have you, you know, Jimmy, I think the snip, snip. And the first thing he said to me was, I swear to God, he said, well, how did it work out for you? And I got very defensive.
So he assumed you'd had the big vasectomy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I got very defensive. And I realized that what I was doing was not selling the vasectomy on my brother, because what I do is, hey, listen, dude, I don't have one, okay? I'm potent. You understand what I'm saying? At any time, one of my babies could get the job done. My guys are swimmers.
Uh-huh.
Right away. I ain't got no vasectomy.
Right.
And then there was a moment, and he said, well, what's wrong with it? And I said, well, there's nothing wrong with it. He said, well, I just said that you had one, and you're all pissed off. And it's a weird man.
But here you are kind of liking the idea of him getting a vasectomy, but when he accused you of having one, You kind of lost it. Rejected that idea.
I didn't say to him, well, no, I've not had a vasectomy, but then again, never mind. You know, my kid's nanny is not considered to be the court reporter. Okay, my kid doesn't see the court reporter so much because they're there, because they're constantly in court trying to get blood tests and stuff to figure out who the daddy is.
That's the whole reason. You don't have that problem.
My brother,
you just want him to stop.
Right. God bless him.
For God's sake, stop reproducing.
He just can't stop himself.
I know.
He can't stop himself.
And he's not a... Well, was he at one time a practicing Catholic?
Oh, yeah.
But he never really mastered even the rhythm method, did he?
No, hold on, let me call him back.
He likes to dive in and dive in.
Sure. I think he wears rubbers.
For the moment kind of guy.
I think he wears rubbers, and I think that most of his girlfriends have been on the pill, I think.
Just frighteningly fertile.
Yeah, he gets the job done, man. Oh, Jesus.
Hello.
Hey, it's me again.
Hey.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, like 3 weeks ago, we were talking about this when I first, not on the radio, in real life, when I brought up to you the thing about maybe you should think about getting a vasectomy, and then you said to me, well, hey, how has it worked out for you? Don't you have one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, why did you think that I had a vasectomy?
I thought that you did.
But why would you think that?
I thought we talked about it a few years ago.
I think... That was when we talked about you getting one a few years ago.
Oh.
Do you think you're going to get one?
I don't know.
Listen, here's the deal. If
I'm gonna kick it around.
If I got a client that would pay to fly you here and have the procedure done on our show and put you up at a 4-star hotel, would you do it? Or stay.
I would assume that he would
stay with the family. I mean, not,
we might not be able to.
I just heard of people having blowouts and stuff. I don't want nothing like that happen.
What do you mean, blowouts?
You know, a blowout. One of my buddies, man, he had one, and his nuts just swelled up the size of a softball right before deer hunting season.
Well, now, again, my dear...
Talking about bad timing.
Right before deer hunting season.
I don't want it to swell up that big, man. I'm an active guy. I can't be put down from a over-enlarged... Nut.
we just went here on the computer that works in the studio to myvasectomy.com,
right,
where there are some rather graphic photos. Now they don't show anything like being cut. It's just a guy's D&B and some guy wearing CSI gloves who's got his hands all over the guy.
Here
broken
comes the
him.
Incision.
There's the incision.
Oh, I gotta see this.
All right, well, come on over and take a look, Mike.
That
looks as simple as a trip to the dentist's office. I don't know what kind of there you go, Robbie. Click on that one to enlarge so Mike can see that. Okay. There you go, now Mike. Now what's wrong with that for my brother?
Oh, is that right in the middle of the scrote?
Yep, that's it. And you see that tube that they're cutting? That's where the swimmers go.
Why does it hurt that much then?
Does it look like it's gonna hurt?
Because hold on, Jimmy. Because they're cutting your nuts in half. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, you think about it.
Okay, but does that picture look like it's going to hurt?
Jimmy, I believe there's probably going to be some pain involved. However, the good news for you...
It looks pretty delicate, Jimmy.
Being the Rush Limbaugh fan that you are, I would imagine that they would probably give you a bottle of something, you know.
Oxycontin, huh?
Yeah, you get cabbage. You get something out of it for the pain. But imagine that. You know,
wow.
Then the story of my life, then I'd be addicted. I'd be a Oxycontin addict.
Well, you know, I don't think that would happen to you, Jimmy, because frankly, you don't have an addictive personality.
Okay. Then why do I got a couple of kids?
Because you're addicted to sex. Mike has just gone back to scatlover.com.
When are you thinking about putting this all together?
Hold on a sec. You know. Let me just
see why. There's a reason why I'm never invited over to the other side of the you know, of the console.
Mischief maker.
I don't want to see scatlover.com, which incidentally reminds me more of Thanksgiving than Halloween.
Oh, man,
it's got the real orangey, turkey brown look about it, some of the participants. Jimmy, here's what you do. Think about it. We'll talk about it over the next couple of weeks. Maybe it can be a, we can do like a whole Christmas wish thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. My brother's Christmas wish to have a vasectomy. Yeah, to get fixed.
Right.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right, well, think about it. Please think about it, Jimmy. I mean, I'm serious.
Jimmy, it really...
For the goodness of the show, I'll think about it.
It really didn't look like that painful a procedure.
Jimmy...
Yeah. Anybody there in the studio had one done yet?
No. And Jimmy, listen, guys will tell you that it hurts. But think about this. Think about going to court. Think about all... You know, listen, you've proved you're a master baby maker. You've proved it. Mm-hmm. You're Chef Boyard baby. You've done it. You've done it. But at some point, you have to retire.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean you can't still have sex. It just means that you don't...
You can't have sex for a couple weeks afterwards.
So, again...
Jimmy, I think you're going to have to handle that.
These are the real-life balances that I have to go through with my brother. Yes, it might mean a couple of weeks of not being able to have sex, but it would mean a lifetime of having sex and never having to worry that you've knocked up another woman.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, dude. All right, well,
I'll think about it.
All right, good. Please.
You going deer hunting this weekend?
No.
Really?
No.
The site is very nasty, Jimmy. It's myvasectomy.com. I suggest you don't go there.
Bookmark
well,
those
I'll look at stuff on the internet. Uh-huh. But yeah, I'd like to talk to a couple guys that have had one.
Where the hell were we before the internet?
I don't know. All right, I'll talk to you later, dude.
Okay, man.
All right, I'll see you. I love you all. Bye.
I love you, too. Bye.
All right, goodbye.
I think they used books.
There he is.
Oh, you.
There he is. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Jimmy, don't do it.
God. Did you do it, sir?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, my nuts have never been the same since.
Really?
All right, well.
Yes.
But did you have a lot of kids? Or were you in court all the time? Were you calling your brother all the time saying, hey, I got more legal fees for more kids?
Actually, I've moved enough that they've never caught up to me.
That's the way.
Well,
good job, dude.
Congratulations.
That's right. But he had the procedure anyway, all on his own.
Congratulations. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
Now, let's see. Before we go to break here, see if Joe's around. Joe should have dressed into his trick or beer costume by now.
See if Joe Artinger's ready to come into the studio.
Can't wait. And we do have contestants standing by for the marshmallow races, so we'll get that going, too.
Can't wait to see what Joe has chosen this year for his Halloween costume.
None of us know.
As you know, Joe's going to be going out out of the office. He's going to be going in a residential area, and he's going to be going door-to-door. He has a little cooler on wheels. He's going to walk up to the door. He's going to say, hey, I'm Joe from Don and Mike Show. And then he's going to say,
Joe.
Right there. He's going to say, a trick or beer.
Right.
And ladies.
Joe. Hey.
It's Elvis. This year. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Joe.
It's Elvis this year. That is one mangy-ass Elvis.
Hi, Joe. Joe.
The last one on the rack.
Wow.
Well,
look at you.
Joe, it looks good on you.
Yeah.
Joe has the Elvis wig.
Wow, Joe.
Joe has the scarf. He has the jumpsuit. He has the
looking
Elvis glasses. Get out of here. Go get your little scooter.
Anything you'd like to say, Elvis?
Is it time? Yeah, it's time.
Go get the beer. Can you say thank you very much?
Thank you very much.
That's good.
I'd like to do my record.
Okay.
If I goof it up.
Please forgive me.
Artinger has left
all
the building.
Right, get out of here, Joe. Go get your stuff and
goofy. You ever realize what a motley crew we got here? You know, so, Charlie's sitting there chewing on a marshmallow. Joe's in the mangy Elvis suit. Rob's just back there being Rob. Buzz is over here. We're a motley crew.
Yeah,
we are.
Joe's going out now in his Elvis suit. We'll talk to him via cell phone as he goes door to door trick-or-treating for beer. Charlie.
There are, I think there's 8 guys and 2 women.
Very good.
Fantastic.
Getting better and better.
Then here's the plan. Everybody right here. We'll have a programming meeting right now.
Excellent.
We'll break for some dynamic dynamite commercials.
Okay. Absolutely.
I think from some out-of-sight advertising.
Right. Out of sight!
And then we'll come back, and Joe should be able to get to a residential area by then, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. So we'll do a quick break with Joe.
Very good.
And then we'll come back, and we'll start the marshmallow races.
In that break also?
I think we'll probably come back, talk to Joe. I think cause there's limited daylight, right?
Right.
What time does it get dark now? Like in an hour and a half?
About 5.
Yeah, he better hustle. He'll be there. He knows where to go. I think he terrorizes the same neighborhoods every year.
We'll go with Joe, and then we'll go with the marshmallow guys.
You got time if you want to just keep this break going.
You know, you are you are a super producer, and you are also a very bad man. You really are. You bastard. You fatso. Get out of here.
Fatso now every time he's on. Every single time. Bye, fatso.
Big fatso. He knows we should have taken a commercial break like 5 minutes ago.
Right, right.
He just don't say nothing. Hello.
He come down with something.
Hotline.
Hey, I'm just checking to make sure my phone's got the right number in it.
That's a good Elvis impression, Joe.
All right, Joden, great. We are going to break now. We'll talk to you after the break.
Okay.
Joe, you want to take us out?
Don and Mike, and we're going to break.
It's the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Big mess out on the beltway north of town. Interloop delays. Tyson's around the 270 where construction on the spur has been cleared up. Lanes open once again. Brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Give your Nissan the expert service it deserves with a free multi-point inspection during Nissan's Car Care Clinic month. Only at your participating Nissan dealer. Nissan,
Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Bye-bye. I'm Ed Gein for the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Wait, Charlie.
Joe hung up.
As many of you know, we have lost our dear friend, Rod Roddy. Rod's many television friends and all of us associated with The Price is Right will miss his splendid talent and his great sense of humor. May God bless Rod.
Did it just like
really?
They did. The other guy. You got the tape? The other guy? John Ritter guy?
No good.
No good.
And I say bravo to you, sirs. Bravo to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Remember the whole John Ritter thing that we goofed when they had Fonzie come on and say the thing about, John Ritter's dead and we're really sad. And then it just faded to black. And then before you know it, it was the happy opening of the show.
The terminally goofy, the TV way.
They did the same thing with The Price is Right. Here, this is the John Ritter tape. All right, here's Fonzie on the first episode after John Ritter died.
Right.
A few weeks ago, we lost a very dear member of our family. John Ritter was not only one of the most talented people I ever met, he was also one of my best friends.
This is from Real Time TV.
You're going to be watching this week. We're shot just a short time before John's untimely passing. We thought we would share them with you so that we could together celebrate not only his life, but also what he loved doing the most, making us laugh.
He's like, well, that's classy. And then it just fades to black, and then let the fun begin.
You missed one aspect of it, is that while they were fading to black, they did a slow zoom in on the John Ritter box.
Oh, really?
On the squares board.
And then that just obnoxious theme.
Horrible.
Everybody get up! Joe?
Hey.
All right, here is Joe, everybody. Oh, so hold on, Joe. Give me 1 second again. Here's what they did. Again, at the beginning of the Price is Right.
Rod Roddy.
So you hear Bob Barker doing this impassioned eulogy, and then they fade to black, and then it's boom, the bright lights in the Price is Right, just like John Ritter. Here you go.
As many of you know, we have lost our dear friend, Rod Roddy. Rod's many television friends and all of us associated with The Price is Right will miss his splendid talent and his great sense of humor. May God bless Rod.
And it's fade to black, and
let the fun begin.
It's just kind of weird, isn't it?
And also, I thought it was weird. That's not even Rod announcing that episode.
No, it's right. Burton the black guy.
Yeah.
Don't you think they should have at least gone to one of Rod's great moments?
I don't think there were many of those, Rod.
Hey.
Sorry, I apologize.
All right,
respect
everybody.
For the dead.
Here we go now. Halloween marshmallow race is coming up. It's time for you to meet.
Introducing Average Joe.
Here he is. Our own man, Joe Ardinger.
Introducing Average Joe.
Average Joe.
He's out in his Elvis costume. He's in a residential neighborhood. He has his little wagon that is part cooler, part... it's a cooler on wheels.
Yeah, you see a lot of those things. So I think that's one of the ones we are actually giving away here at the station. It's a soft cooler, and it's got wheels.
Yeah. And Joe?
Yes?
You in the residential neighborhood now?
Ready to rock.
Ready to rock.
Introducing Average Joe.
Joe, what were you last year? I forgot.
I was the bunny man.
You were bunny man.
Yeah,
so
we had him in a bunny suit last year.
I kind of think this year you look scarier.
Yeah. Anyway, Joe, go on up to the first house. You know, explain to them you're Joe from the Don and Mike show. And
it's always my favorite part.
Now, what am I supposed to say? I can't remember.
All right, trick or treat. Do you have any beer?
Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike
last
show.
Year he said, trick or treat, you got any beer?
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'm at a house here with a rotten pumpkin.
Introducing Average Joe.
His charm was so good, he didn't have to drop the show's name.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So just, hi, I'm Joe.
It's even leaner than that. Last year he said, trick or treat, you get any beer?
Okay.
Yeah. See, it's just no explanation.
Right. Joe, where are you at right now?
Here's the guy opening the door.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Joe. Trick or treat for beer.
Hey, all right.
All right.
Is that all right? See?
Always.
Always.
They don't hesitate.
No, they give him beer.
This is the most amazing development.
Isn't it? This is just wonderful.
Just some guy in an Elvis suit shows up.
It's magic.
Yeah.
Don and Mike
show.
Thank you. So the guy was listening.
Thanks, dude.
That's okay. What
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike show.
Introducing Average Joe.
What'd you get there, Joe?
An icy cold Corona.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a. I have a feeling that might be empty before it gets back to the station.
All right. Well, that guy was listening to the show. Go to another house.
Okay.
Is there a house next door?
Yeah. But there's not a lot of decorations. But we'll try this one.
Let's grade Joe on that last trick or beer.
Oh, no.
Very good.
There
you
go.
Very good.
Knocking on the door.
You're listening to Joe, trick-or-treating for beer. Joe is only this year dressed as Elvis.
Yes. There's lots of people walking. There's a crowd of people looking at me.
There appears to be anybody in this house home, Joe?
There's a couple cars in front of it. That's why I went to it.
All right, so I'm guessing you rang the bell?
Yeah, I knocked on the door. You used
the
knocker.
All right, screw it. Go to the next house, Joe.
Okay.
All right.
No good.
No good. They're not all winners.
That's right.
There you go. Just walk to the next house.
No good.
Say, do you see any young ghouls or goblins out there?
Just, there's a group of neighbors out on the corner looking at me. All right, here we go. We got some pumpkins on this doorstep.
Looks like there are people home?
Yeah, there's dogs home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, of course, the dogs are at home. If the dogs are at home, then all is well.
Sick them.
Because who doesn't leave their dogs at home when they leave the house?
Right, it's not take your dog to work today.
Oh, this person looks old.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
It's an old lady.
Okay, be nice, Joe.
I will.
He's charming.
Hi, I'm Joe. Trick or treat for beer. Beer. You don't use the stuff? Okay, how about some Jack Daniels?
Or wine.
Wine.
How about some Percocet?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, now, I just
introducing Average Joe.
No good.
No good.
I've just heard that if we're actually going to hear them, Joe has to at least say he's on the air.
Oh.
When he goes
yeah.
To the door.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Hey, listen. Yeah. Welcome to the world.
Yeah,
okay?
That's fun.
But that's okay, because right. He can just throw it by.
Yeah,
him.
Work
hey,
it in.
Hi, it's
All
Joe.
Right, here's what I think you
I'm on the
say.
Air. Trick or beer.
You know, hi, this is Joe. I'm on the Don and Mike show. Do you have trick or treat? Do you have any beer?
Okay.
Is that okay to say it that way?
We're knocked on the door.
Trick or treat. How about a beer? How about an ice cold beer?
This house sucks.
I like that better, best of all. Hi, I'm Joe. I'm on the air. What's he going to say? I'm on the Don and Mike show?
All he has to do is say I'm on the air.
We're on the air. We're on the air. Mm-hmm. Trick or treat. How about a nice cold beer?
You got that, Joe?
I'm going to move on.
All right. Oh, so that was a no good house?
Well, yeah, there's cars in front of it, but nobody answered.
Introducing Average Joe.
No good.
Was the old lady pleasant when she turned you down?
Was she what?
Was she pleasant?
Yes.
All right, Joe, scurry to the next house.
She doesn't use the stuff.
All right, I've got a good one here. It's got some kids' stuff in the yard.
Hi, Charlie.
Joe's picture is up on the website now, too.
Oh, go to WJFK.com.
In his costume, his Elvis suit.
Click on the Don and Mike link and you'll see Joe. You'll see fabulous Elvis Joe.
Down.
What, Joey?
My pants are falling down.
Oh, that's not pretty. Elvis had that problem. We don't want to. We don't want a cruiser in that neighborhood.
How can that happen if the jumpsuit?
He's not answering you, Rob.
Two piece, I think.
So here we go. Let's see what happens.
Joe, is it a jumpsuit or
here's
is it
somebody?
Well,
the jumpsuit.
Rob, suffice to say, I don't think he had any reason to lie.
Maybe his pants.
Hi,
underneath.
I'm Joe on the air with the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer. Trick or treat for beer. Yeah, I got a Corona already. Oh, you done? How about wine?
There you go. That's my man.
Yeah.
And Joe, last ask.
Okay,
for,
well, happy Halloween.
Hold on.
Don and Mike Show.
Ask for cough syrup.
Oh, do you have any cough syrup?
Did they just shut the door on you?
Nope. No. Cough syrup.
How about cigarettes or chewing tobacco?
How about Tipperillos or chewing tobacco?
How about what?
Tipperillos or chewing tobacco.
Pack of smokes?
That'd be fine.
How about a pack of smokes?
What is she giving you, Joe?
Cough drops.
Cough drops.
All right. You know, you mix the cough drops right with the beer. You know, all right. Maybe you got to have a lot of cough drops.
Well, yeah. You know, if you chew them up and eat them fast enough and you drink that Corona, who knows what will happen.
And put the Corona and the cough drops in a champagne flute.
And,
thank you. Happy Halloween.
Oh, there you go.
Introducing Average Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was good improvising there.
That was a good winner. Joe, try one more.
Okay.
Try one more house here.
Let me
and,
try.
You know, I wonder about some of these houses in the neighborhoods, all neighborhoods, everywhere, doesn't matter where you live, where you see the one family that just goes overboard like it's Christmas.
Yes.
Where you've got, I went past one house, and I'm all for Halloween. I love Halloween, but they had tombstones in the front yard.
Real ones?
Well, they were those...
cardboard ones.
No, they were better quality than that. They were like styrofoam.
Really?
But they looked... real.
Sometimes people actually use like a drywall or wallboard to make the tombstone.
Oh, really?
I don't like people. They can't be trusted.
I don't like people.
I don't like
that's
people.
What you just said.
I don't like people who decorate. They cannot be trusted.
Joey, where you at?
I got a house with a couple of pumpkins in front of it.
All right, here we go. Give us another try. Joe trick or treats for beer. He's dressed as Elvis this year. Joe just going door to door.
And I like Don's line about how about an ice cold beer? If you could use that one, Joe.
Okay.
Well, we always end up just tossing it around between us until we get the verbiage correct.
Trick or treat, how about a nice cold beer?
You've got to say the part, I'm on the air.
I will.
We're on the air.
I like the fallback on cough syrup, too.
And you can start asking for ham.
Hey! Peanut butter.
Nobody coming to the door?
Nobody coming to this door.
Oh, God.
Introducing Average Joe. Good.
No.
Good.
It was not good.
No, good.
He's in a bedroom community.
All right, Joe, try one more. Try one more, and this time don't just go to the next house. Go to a house that looks like it's buzzing with, no pun intended buzz, with Halloween excitement.
Okay.
You know, the house where the mom is like OCD about if they have enough candy.
Right, exactly.
And everything's in the right dish. And I'm going past one of these houses today on my way to work, and extravagant, beyond your wildest dreams with what they're doing.
People get into it.
There's a guy carving a pumpkin on his front porch.
Perfect.
Go there.
All right. Here we go
to him.
This ought to be nice.
Howdy. Hey. Trick or treat from the Don and Mike Show.
You're on the air.
How about an ice cold beer?
Yeah, tell him you're on the air, Joe.
Oh, I'm on the air.
There you go.
Well done.
And?
These people are all set. They're putting everything out front today right now.
Are they acknowledging your request for beer?
Yes.
This is good. Another good one.
They're drinking at, what is this, 4 in the afternoon?
Yep.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Smoking, drinking, carving pumpkins.
Okay. Here
we go.
Just after 1 o'clock on the West Coast.
What flavor?
Wonderful, thank you.
What is it, Joey?
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
What is it, Joe?
Sam Adams Light.
Sam Adams
Introducing Light. Average Joe.
Good.
I got one more with a bunch of tombstones and
go stuff. For it.
Hey, go for it, Joe.
Yeah.
And you know,
right
here? For my money, there's nothing better if you're going to be sitting out there with a sharp knife carving up the pumpkin.
Sure.
Make sure you're getting good and loaded.
All right, trick or treat. How about an ice cold beer? All right.
Now, Joe, you got to say, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show.
Take one. You have to give me one.
Oh, the guy wants to take your beer.
You don't have any.
Oh, he thought he was offering.
Tell him he's on. Tell him you're on the air, Joe.
Oh, I'm on the air.
Hey, is
no.
What's happening there, Joe?
He's asking me. He's a young Weisenheimer. He's asking me if it's illegal for me to trick-or-treat. No, it's not. Well, you know,
that's one of the least laws I've ever broken.
Hey, why'd you say, why would it be illegal for you to trick-or-treat?
Why'd you say, hey, punk, eat one?
He gave me a hassle.
Why'd you just turn back to him and say, hey, punk, eat one?
Hey, eat one.
Was he mean to you, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Like it's illegal, I'm sure.
Some ass.
Oh, man.
I did more things illegal last weekend than this.
God. Don't we know?
Joe said he gave
Baby blues.
He gave me a hassle.
He gave me a hassle. But right. Food gave me a hassle.
Joe, if we're up on a break here. You got one more house you can try?
I can try one more house.
Okay, good. One more. This will be the last house for this round of Joe trick-or-treating for beer.
Great.
Thus far, Joe, you've only gotten, you have one or two?
I got two beers and some cough drops.
Two beer and cough drops.
Enough to start any party.
Describe the setting you're walking up to now, Joey.
This house has a minivan in front of it. Doesn't look too festive, but it looks like somebody might be home.
Yeah.
This house has sure gone crazy.
And incidentally, it's not always a sign of how into Halloween you are, the more junk you have outside.
Apparently not.
Right. Although with some...
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm the air for the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer? How about an ice cold beer?
There you go.
Joe.
You know. Joe. You know me.
Average Joe. Do you have any beer? How about wine? Peanut butter?
Ham?
Cough drops. I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show.
Trick or beer?
Trick or beer.
You just tell her you're trick-or-treating for beer.
I'm trick-or-treating for beer.
Tell her you take cooking, Sherry.
She doesn't have any.
Oh. Ask her if
she has... thank you.
What'd she give you?
Nothing.
She gave you nothing?
Oh. Introducing Average Joe.
Oh, that was no good.
She just shut the door on you?
No.
So she's still there?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask her if there's anything she'd like to give you?
Is there anything you'd like to give me?
Joe, ask her if you are turning her on.
Am I turning you on?
Oh no.
She smiled.
She's
laughing.
Why'd you ask her
for in the back of a cruiser? Yeah.
Why'd you ask her for a hunk of cheese?
How about a hunk of cheese?
Or some mouthwash.
Or some mouthwash. WJFK Radio. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we don't know it.
She's just shaking her head.
Ask her if she has any frozen meat.
Do you have any frozen meat? I got two beers and some cough drops.
He's all out of
right. How about, rightly so.
How about unused prescription drugs?
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Joe. Joe, that's no good.
Okay, thank you.
No good.
And yet funny.
No, Joe.
There's a man in the neighborhood, and he asked if I turn him on, and then he asked for some unused prescription medication.
All right, Joe, here's what we're going to do is take a break. We're going to start the marshmallow races.
You might want to hide in the bushes while we're doing this,
I think,
Joe.
What you want to do is go find a new, fresh neighborhood.
Okay.
Where they've not already called the neighborhood watch to look for you.
Yeah, you better get out of there.
So we'll do a break with the marshmallow races. Then in the break after that, we'll come back and check in with you again.
And Joe's
fine,
tally.
I gotta get some gas.
His tally is two beers and some cough drops.
Right, and everybody, there he is.
Introducing Average Joe.
There he is.
Good.
Joe out there trick-or-treating for beer. Okay, check in with you later, Joey.
All right,
bye-bye.
Over now.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Now the marshmallow races will start. Charlie, is he still in here?
No, he left.
He just walked out.
He's gone.
Damn. Well, at least how many people did he say were here the last time?
Eight guys and two girls, I believe. Now it might be even more.
Hi, Charlie. What's the standing?
Six guys, two girls.
Okay. We will start.
So eight turned into six, huh?
No, it was an eight total last time. I didn't have them gender specific.
I understand.
We'll start the marshmallow races. With guys and girls putting... Any of the girls going to go topless or use the love canal?
I don't believe so.
Just going to play it straight.
All right, we'll find out. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters.
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time to polish the peanut. Time for Don and Mike.
Rob now tells me that we're on live from the conference room.
Hey, what would be the odds of doing a show up here all the time? I mean, not with all these people here, but to... Why? This would be wonderful.
No, the acoustics in this room suck. You like it just because you can really, really loud.
It's so relaxing. It's great. I love it.
Right, Mike, perhaps in your next job,
right,
you'll be able to broadcast from a conference.
I'm not a conference room. I'd just like to have a room that I could just, you know, dine in and recline in.
When you go into the next phase of your life, when
right,
you go to that Rush Limbaugh phase, when you broadcast from your home,
right, exactly,
you'll be able to do whatever it is you like.
Well, that is such a fantasy.
With cabbage.
Cabbage, baby blues, get me the cabbage, please.
Mike, I see we have a celebrity in our midst today, a major effing celebrity. Hi, Buzz.
Pretty amazing. Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen. Incidentally, we got a lot of people up here. Make some noise.
Yes. All these tards have come in.
The tards are sitting there like an oil painting. Hey, you know.
Races and
wow.
What is your name, sir?
I'm Dennis Murphy.
Hi, Dennis. Now, anybody that doesn't want to put the marshmallow themselves between two pillows, Dennis will be doing that.
I'll be happy.
By a show of hands up here in the conference room at WJFK in Washington, D.C., can we say how many people, by a show of hands, would like to have Dennis Murphy put the marshmallow between your pillows? Not one faker.
Not one faker. Not even the Chinaman, Mike.
Not even. Wait a minute. Do we?
The hey, Chinaman. What's your name?
Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
I would make a great representative for you. Paul, where are you from?
Chantilly.
You know what? This is highly unscientific, Mike. I'm going to select Paul as our first contestant.
Do you know what I just did on the microphone? Yeah. I don't know if people could hear this, whether it came through, but Cameron in Cameron's office has a lot of Halloween candy, so yeah. I was eating a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Shock.
And while I was watching you interview the Asian gentleman here,
yeah.
I accidentally mistook the microphone for the Tootsie Roll Pop. I actually put my tongue and teeth...
You can't be broadcasting every day in an environment like this.
I love this. Well, is there any way we could modify the studio just a little bit?
No, it's just
so formal, you know?
You, come on now. Walk with me. We'll show you the way that you're going to do this. Mike, I know this is going to kill you. Would you mind getting up? We have wireless microphones.
All right. No, I'm all right. I'm just...
You can walk the course.
Yeah.
I'll show you. You go right back here through. And everybody, how about these beautiful surroundings we work in every day?
It's beautiful. We call this the building that can't find wallpaper.
And what I'd also like to point out, these lovely stains on the ceiling.
Right. Those are stains by, I think they're made by the account executives when they're alone.
Now, you come through this swinging door right here. Everybody else can come and watch as well.
Come on, everybody. You go right back at John.
This is going to be the area where you begin. Now, what you do is we give you the marshmallow. You put it in between two pillows. Now, keep in mind, you're running, but the deal is the marshmallow can't come out of your rear. So I guess your power walking.
It's kind of a controlled power walk is what you want to do. You want to make sure that you do it the proper way.
You put the marshmallow in between the pillows. Then you come down this hallway. Now walk with me.
Everyone, come with us.
This is like at a regular pace.
Come now.
At a regular pace.
Look, it's the Pied Piper.
You come right down here.
Hi, Rob.
You go past. These are all the people that don't want anything to do with this. All their doors are shut.
Ladies and gentlemen on the executive floor, this is a warning. There may be nudity. I repeat, there may be nudity in the building today.
So we
How
keep,
are you,
we
sweetheart?
Keep coming down. There's oh, and hey, you want to see? Everybody want to see some what broadcasting like? This is the office of Charles Broyhill.
Come on in.
Step in.
Everybody, come into Charlie's office.
Step in and see what Step in Charlie's office and see what a real control freak lives like.
Right.
Please notice that this is a radio station. Office,
right?
Yet, Charles, would you describe I want to get an outsider. No, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, would you describe what Charlie has here in his what appears to be bookshelves?
Yeah, it appears to be a Monica issue there. Lots of CDs, nice and organized. Lots of cans, nice and organized.
No, they're not just cans, ma'am. Those are those are food stuffs.
You notice that there he has maple cured bacon beans. He has sauerkraut. He has corn. He has what is this, Charlie? A case of what? He has a case of his carb control bars. He has his Orville Redenbacher popcorn, and then the bottles of the fitness water.
This would be the section of the shelf that I would call the obsessive compulsive section.
It's the Monica shelf, the bottom two, where it's all nice and neatly lined up, all the labels pointing out. All the tops are kind of organized.
Well, no, he doesn't care about the labels.
How many bottles of water do you think Charlie has displayed on the bookshelves in his office?
Probably 24.
Charlie, how many?
Well, it started out with 4 cases, so there's probably 36 there now.
36, because you're planning for some sort of, what, survivalist mission or something like that?
That's right. Now, you want to check out here. Here's a picture of Doug Collins. Doug Christie's wife. No, Doug, I'm sorry. That's Charlie's wife, Lisa.
Doug Christie's wife.
And
that's,
you'll notice,
funny.
Right here, this is the Doug Christie effect in Charlie's life since he's married Lisa.
But don't you think Charlie was down with the candles even before he got married?
Yeah, but
that's the soft side of
but
Charlie.
But he was a closet candle guy.
But you
now
know what?
Charlie, now they're everywhere. Now everywhere you go, it smells like a Hallmark store. Because
hold on, no.
Oh, he's got
what
something.
What do you
else
have,
there.
Charlie?
Oh my God.
Clorox Fresh Care Heavy Duty Fabric Refresh.
Isn't that wonderful?
Why, that's...
But you know, there is a ray of hope in here. There's a glimmer of hope that Charlie has not been completely emasculated, and I think you can see it when you look on the wall. The picture isn't that the one I gave you?
Yes, it is.
That's the picture of Shania Twain, the signed picture of Shania Twain. Charlie, I'm so glad you still have that up there. I took that personally.
So that's Charlie's office. You got to run past there, then you come back in the hallway. And you go past, there's Chris's office, there's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, everybody say hi to Lisa.
And this is Rob's office. And as you can see, it's very Rob-ish. You run past that. And you come all the way down here. And then, unfortunately, this is not open for public view, but this is our office.
This is our office. Unfortunately, people, you won't be seeing this today.
Now, this is the turnaround point. So when you get down to this end of the building, what you do is you turn around right here.
Touch Elvis.
You touch the picture of Elvis on our door. Then you come walking back as fast as you possibly can past Rob's office, past Lisa, past Chris, past Charlie, past Timmy. There's Cameron, the program director of the week. Then you turn the corner, you go past the office with the door shut, and you come back through to the kitchen area, and I think, in reality, if you were really going to walk the course, it would take, what do you think, maybe 40 seconds if you're going to, running it.
Why don't I try it with, like, if they want to time it without a marshmallow, I'll try it for you. You want me to do that?
Sure, everybody get in here, and Charlie, get ready.
I might suffer a fatal heart attack while this is going on.
Are you going to run or
fast walk?
I'm going
to do a power walk.
All right, Charlie, you ready?
I'm going to clench my butt together while I'm doing it.
Are you ready on the time?
All right.
And go. Now, this is pretty good watching my... What's he doing, Charlie?
He's already pushed the table.
Ooh. Oh, no, I took the table out. They'll just go down this hall. Charlie,
all right, I touched
go around tables and... How you doing, Mike?
Oh, my butt feels good.
You look... You didn't look gay before. Here he goes. And what is the time? What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Dennis said 33 seconds.
33 seconds. 33 seconds. Let's interview Mike. Mike, how you doing?
What?
How you doing, Mike?
I don't feel good, Don. I think I'm going to throw up.
All right, our first...
I don't feel good.
Where's the Chinaman? Come here. Come here. Step up. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, just for the record, you're not Chinese, are you?
No.
Are you Korean?
No.
Vietnamese?
No.
Mexican?
No.
Chinese?
No.
Just
what
one
are
strange
you?
Looking
Filipino.
Guy. Oh, Filipino.
All right. Again, Mike, same difference.
All right.
That's why it's just, you know,
exactly.
Japanese works.
You know, I'm always curious.
Who has the marshmallows?
I do.
Robbie. Well, great. Rob, get your ass out here.
Rob, stop eating them.
You just hear from another room.
All right.
Okay, great. Open the bag. And now I see you have you've got on running shorts. You've got on jogging shorts. Got on your Nikes. Pick one out. That's a good one. Now, reach down behind and put it inside
You said tender, not exactly an unusual quality in a marshmallow. Tender.
It's S'morey-like.
Do you have the marshmallow inside your pillows?
I think so.
You think?
What do you mean you think so?
Dennis, you're going to have to come and check. No, Dennis is not going to touch.
Dennis is going to check to make sure the marshmallow is put. All right, take a look. All right. Now.
All right.
You know, is Dennis going to remove the marshmallow?
Yes.
Dennis, where are your tongs?
Well, then.
If you don't have tongs, you better go wash your hands.
We're going to have to get you some napkins. Are you ready?
Almost.
All right, marshmallow.
Let me go down to the corner so I can report down here when he gets down here.
All right, and Charlie's standing by. Dennis is ready to take the marshmallow out. That's good. Yeah, very excited.
It's really, I'm waiting with bated breath.
Okay. And on your mark, get set, go. I'll tell you from my standpoint, this guy is running his ass off. He is not walking, he is running. The question
it's controlled running down. He's coming back now. He hit Elvis. Coming down the hallway, he's going to make a sharp turn.
The question
here we go.
Will the marshmallow.
Oh, boy. That's up. And there.
Oh, give him a round of applause.
There we go.
Charlie Broyhill, what was his time?
Yeah, we need a marshmallow check. Marshmallow check, stat.
Let's get the time, though. What is it?
15:08.
That's
15 seconds.
All right, but check the marshmallow now.
Dennis, check the marshmallow now. Sir, you can retrieve it yourself, or you can have Dennis retrieve it.
Is it in there?
All right, Dennis, but will you tell us, is the marshmallow still in there?
Do we have anywhere where we're going to put these marshmallows?
Yeah, right here on the lunch table, Mark. Right on the community lunch
table. All right,
table.
All right, let's take it out.
Take it out and let's take a look at it.
Okay.
Here we go, right here.
It's, what'd you say?
It's sticky, gooey, and...
Think?
I don't think, I know.
Pull it out and... All right, hold on, put it on the table. You know, I'm examining it right now, Mike.
You know,
and Dennis, I concur. No brown spots.
Congratulations, sir. You're very clean.
No brown spots. That's a tough time to beat. Who's next?
Come on.
Now we need somebody. Who's next? Hey, Fat Albert.
Come here.
Fat Albert shirt on. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Glenn.
Glenn, where are you from?
Greenbelt, Maryland.
All right, Glenn. Here's what we need you to do. Happy Halloween. Yes, you may take your pants off.
Rob has pointed out that Glenn is wearing a radar hat from MASH. All right. Oh, dear. All right.
Well, what's wrong? The guy taking his pants off?
No, I mean, well, yes, that's disturbing. But Rob pointed out that's from MASH. That's a radar hat that he's wearing.
Radar O'Reilly.
Isn't that interesting?
I believe young punks are wearing those.
Oh,
hats.
Is that what it is? Do you consider yourself a young tough?
No, I do not.
Okay. Very good.
Are you down with OPP?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Have a marshmallow. Now, insert it between the pillows, please.
I would like to say that after our last young man participated in this event, it's extremely important that the marshmallow goes deep so that the people can, in fact, run the course with a time of 15 seconds. That's what they're going to have to do.
Dennis, is it in there deep?
Oh, yeah, it is.
This is like going to the butt doctor, because Dennis
is
actually looking in there.
That is correct. We can't do that. That's right.
Anything we can't have you do. That cannot count on the contest. If you want to do that, do it at home.
Do it at home.
On your mark, get set, go.
All right, there he goes. Oh, he's flying. He's flying.
Mike, I'll tell you this. He's holding his shorts.
That's legal, I believe.
Yes, he's holding his shorts by the legs. He's made it down to our office. Here he is, turning at Cameron's
office.
This
is the tough turn. Oh, he seemed to have a problem.
Now.
He seemed to have lost control of the mellow. We might have slippage.
What?
We might have slippage. I could tell by the... You started out really running, and then you had a little problem. Did it start to come out? Let's see if it did or not. Let's remove it, please. Very good.
Okay. Take it out, please, sir. And hold on a second. That's got some color on it.
Do we have some orange?
It's got a little yellow.
Oh, there we go. A little bit. Very little bit.
And you're
not like that one lady 12 years ago.
Time was 17.9 seconds.
But stick around for the after party.
So close. Let's get one more contestant on here before we break. A guy, a gal, makes no never mind to me. Here we go. Hi, what's your name?
Steve.
And,
anybody want to take bets right now? I think we're going to see some orange.
Are you dressed for Halloween, or is this just you every day?
Every day.
Every day.
You know, I don't want to insult you.
Wrestling?
There's a television show on. Have you ever seen, I think it's on HBO, the show American Holler?
No.
Have you ever seen? Do you know the guy that goes to jail?
Mike.
Do you remember the guy that goes to jail?
I mean, he's a bit too sophisticated.
I know,
but he's very close.
It's, you know, it's just
he's close.
Resemblance thing, okay?
Grab the marshmallow and put it. And, you know, I just want to say, this guy really dressed up for the
he did, absolutely.
For the show today.
Wearing the Manchester United shirt.
And very he's got everybody loves, what do you call those? Those are corduroy pants. Dennis, would you check and...
I'm good.
Oh! Now, Buzz, Rob, wouldn't you agree this is the best part, watching Dennis actually check inside the underpants?
This is what makes Halloween a special holiday.
He is the Dick Button of the marshmallow races.
The only thing I'm thinking, I really think Dennis ought to... did you purchase tongs for this, or did you just show up? There are no tongs. Do we have tongs? See if we have tongs, because I really think that Dennis Murphy ought to be responsible for removing... I think that keeps the integrity of the contest going.
Well, let's at least see if we can get him... here you go. We got tongs.
Oh, good. Hey, that's not going to hurt. That's not going to... I was thinking the other kind.
No, these will work, Mike.
Oh, man.
Dennis, you have a gentle touch.
Yeah, I have a gentle.
All right, get a wild butt hair up about this.
All right, my friend. Mike, if you'll count him down, I'll be down at
the
halfway mark.
All right, what's your name again, sir?
Dave.
Dave, I wish you the very best of luck. Remember, the most important thing, and this is number one, is to keep that marshmallow secure between the two pillows. Ready? On your mark, get set, go!
Mikey's now...
He's off.
Whizzing past me. Wow, I got to think that marshmallow's coming out.
Well...
Listen to the fury of this.
It'll be our first tong remover, and he is at the finish line.
That's a great friggin' time.
Charlie Broyhill, what's the time?
1393,
a new record, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, for the first time, sir, if you would please step over to the area, bend over, and let Dennis go inside with tongs.
All right, that's a good way to do it.
The position.
Dennis is going to get the. Oh, this is not pretty.
Now this is
not pretty.
This is great.
Dennis is informing the gentleman that he has to take his pants off.
Dennis can't get the tongs inside the underpants if the guy doesn't take his pants off.
Is it me, or is it getting a little humid up here?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, my God. There we go.
This is not...
What, you can't see it. You can't see it.
Dennis is looking in.
This is like the worst episode
He's
of got CSI
it.
Ever.
He's got it. All right, Dennis got it.
He got a piece of it. The rest is stuck inside this guy.
Sir, you're going to have to relax.
Release.
Just relax.
Release.
This won't hurt a bit.
Dennis?
I don't remember this being as gay as it was.
Sir, you're going to have to go in with your hand and see if you can get the last piece.
Right, go ahead. It's stuck in there?
The guy's got...
I don't want to play anymore.
I'll tell you what it appeared to be, Mike. It appeared to be...
Jesus Christ.
The marshmallow had one or two wood chips.
Don, I believe those were perhaps nuts of some kind.
Well, congratulations. You're the new leader.
Thanks.
Let me inform you that right over here to your right is a...
sink?
Don't shake my friggin' hand.
No, God,
a
no.
A sink. Wash your hands. You've just had your hands.
I'd like to point out that the last marshmallow that was removed, that is not a complete marshmallow.
No.
There is some marshmallow that might be up by his small, you know.
I was just going to say, if this was at CSI, you'd look at this and say, we are missing part of the marshmallow.
We are missing part of the marshmallow. Let's make fluffernutters.
All right, that's three down. We got how many? We got five, six more to go, something like that. And girls, let's break. We'll go back outside to Joe before it gets dark. And we'll come back upstairs for another round of the marshmallow races. You guys, chill out and get a drink and have a great time and happy Halloween. Let me ask some of the contestants who haven't played yet today. How do you think your odds are looking now?
I got a technique I think might work, so.
And ma'am, what about from a lady's standpoint?
I don't know. I just want to go laugh.
It's only you and that. There's only two girls here, so it's just you and her.
I know. It's my
strategy.
I want to go laugh.
All right, let me go
very
talk
good,
to
very
the
good.
Lady for a second. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I think you'll take.
I think so, too.
I'd like to point out. Dennis, knock it off. Quiet. I'd like to point out
that
the two women participants have enormous breasts.
They do big ones. Have you thought about topless?
I have thought about it.
Okay. Ooh, that'll be a surprise for later. How about you, ma'am?
Have you thought about it?
It's going to come down to whoever takes the most bonus time, the most.
Yes, yes.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Matthew.
Okay, so guys,
Matthew Broderick over here, you know.
Guys, stay up here. We'll be back. Enjoy yourselves. Knock yourselves out. And listen, incidentally, any office that is open up here, consider it your office.
Help yourself to whatever's in there.
We got a break. We will be right back.
Tons of hissing, spitting human fat melting away to a horrendous, sticky, sickening liquid, pouring, boiling down the gutters as they broiled alive.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Good, good.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, the excitement that is the Marshmallow Race is 2003.
Yes.
Mike, I've got your microphone turned on.
Hello. Oh, there we are. Okay.
I had it on.
No, it wasn't on before. I mean, I don't know why, but I mean, I was talking into it.
Well, I had it on. I mean, I had it on.
That's spooky. Maybe that's a ghost. Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, Buzz. Anyway, the Marshmallow Race is 2003. There are people still upstairs. Uh-huh. It's gross.
Yes.
I think we're having a discussion now with the management people about how many pictures they'll let us put on the website.
Yeah. Well, there was one there where Dennis was trying desperately to get the tongs at the marshmallow.
This poor guy, he's bent over.
Yeah.
He's bent over, and he's got his pants pulled all the way down, and he's spreading them, and Dennis is looking in there with a pair of tongs,
uh-huh.
and Dennis could not find the missing... Hi, Charlie.
Hi. There are pictures up, but you don't have to be too descriptive.
Oh, okay. I got you. So do the pictures tell the story?
I haven't seen them, but I can only imagine that they do.
Every picture tells a story.
I haven't seen them,
baby. I have not seen them.
I
am sure that they will tell these stories.
I get jokes. So happy Halloween, everybody. Let's go back outside right now. It's time to check in with...
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Joe Artinger, who's dressed as Elvis Presley this year. Joe is going to be trick-or-treating for beer.
Howdy.
And here he is now.
How are you, Elvis?
Just fine.
Now, Joe, for anybody just getting in their car and listening, first, happy Halloween, and second, thus far, what have you been able to get?
I have a Corona, a Sam Adams Light, and a bag of cough drops.
Have you enjoyed any of your booty yet?
No, of course not. I'm driving.
Oh, that's right, of course.
Now, the sun is going down here on the East Coast.
About 20 minutes from
now. Our last chance to chat with Joe. Joe, I hope you're in a residential neighborhood. This is the prime time for the kiddies.
It is.
To be out. So
yes.
I got to think if people are going to be ready for trick-or-treaters, this is what they're going to be ready for.
And for some reason, even though we're back down in the studio, I smell butt.
Yeah.
I really do.
This whole building... Well, first off, this whole building smells like ass anyway. Oh.
It does.
But it's really going to smell like
it
ass.
It really does.
You know, the combination of this and then all the weekenders that come in...
Exactly.
It's going to be ass central on Monday.
Yes. Very, very scary.
Joe, why don't you please go on up and... Yeah, someone's warned. Pat Goss.
Here we go.
Pat Goss might be one of the guys that contributes.
D&E Marks... Marshmallows.
B&M
marshmallows. I'm bad gone.
BG, we can't retrieve all the mellow.
BG.
All right, Joe, go up to a house. Joe's going to be trick-or-treating for beer dressed as Elvis.
Excellent.
There he is knocking on the door.
Knocking on the door. And this is a row of houses that has some decoration.
Very good.
So they should be ready.
Townhouses, Joe, single family, where are you?
This is townhomes.
Okay.
He's got cough drops.
Nobody's answering.
He can knock out some serious houses on
right,
townhouse
Joe,
community.
Go to the next house, though.
Introducing Average Joe.
No good.
No good. He didn't get a taker there.
That was unsuccessful. Go immediately to the next house, Joe.
All right, here's one with lots of decorations, lights, and everything.
Good. Okay. Ready for some fun, Joe?
Here we go.
Joe Trick or Treats for Beer. And remember, he's out there with a little wagon, a little cooler on wheels.
That's right. And he's only had one person tell him it's illegal to trick or treat. At his age, that was funny.
Yeah.
There's a fun-loving guy.
Well, that was a punk who was running him an attitude
right.
fight.
That's right.
Russ. Ne'er do
a hooligan.
Where you at now, Joe? You at the door?
I still got you guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Joe. We're here.
Oh, God. No. This house is all lit up with pump pipe.
Joe?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I hate to ask what
yeah, maybe I'm scary.
What cell provider Joe might be using. I'd hate
Joe, can you hear us?
I'd hate for him to give the wrong answer right now.
Joe?
Joe?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got you.
Joe, you're dropping in and out, man. You're going back and forth.
All right, what was happening at that house, Joe?
Nothing.
All right, go to another house, then.
Okay.
You got some shaky cell phone service there.
Yeah, I'm in the Burke Hole.
But remember, what we don't want to do is ask him who the service provider is.
Right, no need. No.
You run the risk right there. You know what, you're playing with TNT.
Yeah, you are, absolutely, because, I mean, there's just not a cell phone provider that doesn't advertise on this station.
And there's not a right answer to that one.
No, there is.
You know, no matter what, there's not a right answer. Well, there is a right answer, but...
Yeah, but, you know... That's our dark side.
We
really don't want that to happen now, do we?
No. But we all know. We know who the cell provider is.
I, for one, enjoy those checks.
Joe?
Yes?
Where are you now?
I'm at another house. Nobody's answering.
That is not his provider.
You're asking me?
No.
Really?
Right.
He uses...
Yeah.
Hi.
Well,
I'm
one
Joe.
Did he
use? It's Don and Mike show. Trick or treat for beer. She's Asian. She's gonna give me candy.
Joe, you have to make yourself clear.
Joe, you gotta say, speaking English?
No candy, beer.
Oh, do you have any beer?
Ask her if she has any sake.
Do you have any sake? Wi-Fi? No?
Yeah, I'm Christian.
Oh, you're Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, well, praise the Lord.
Ask her if she has any duck sauce.
Duck sauce?
Fortune cookie.
Fortune cookies?
I'm having a good time. They're Christians, so they've got a dry house?
Yeah, and they're Korean.
Tell her that Christ
Thank
threw
you,
water
happy
on
Halloween.
Line.
Well, never mind. Let him go to the
Yeah, let him vote on. Rob got all excited there.
Let him go to the next house.
Tell him to kick the door in.
No more, nothing more Christian than a beer.
And you see what's funny is that the cell phone the cell phone provider that he's using is the one that is recommended by most of us.
Uh-huh.
So boy, wouldn't we have egg on our face if no.
Okay, well I've got enough.
That one. Mm-hmm. Do you use that one or the other? Now,
what is that?
What's Zorro?
Can you hear me now?
Is that an S?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you use the same one as I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looked like you were making a Z.
Well, that's because I was doing it the other way. But then when I did it backwards for you so you could understand
I see.
And it was that way.
Oh, I see. Anyway, we like the one with the S.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But it operated like S today.
Yeah.
With Joe.
Yeah, it does. But, you know.
Hi, I'm Joe with the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat for beer.
For beer?
Yeah. How about a nice cold beer?
There you go, Joe.
How about some wine?
Come on.
No wine? Oh.
They don't drink. Where are you, in a Mormon community?
Ask
what are you up in the Amish part of Pennsylvania?
Ask if they have any deodorant.
Do you have any deodorant?
Yeah.
Oh, Right Guard, Old Spice. I'm not picky.
All right,
get some deodorant.
Yeah, deodorant's fine.
This is great.
Did she say if you're being serious?
Yes.
Yeah, tell her you are.
I'm serious.
Say, I need something. He said, I need something from you. Say, I need something from your home.
I need something from your home.
Now, see, wait a minute. Yeah. How about if he doesn't get beer, he says... Do you have anything I can have from your home?
Yeah.
And because you heard what she said. She said,
oh,
I've got something
great.
Like, what'd you get?
A baby diaper.
Okay.
You?
Good one, Joe.
See, I like that. This is
Introducing Average Joe.
Good.
This is great.
Good.
Because right, he's now going to maybe get some real interesting things.
All right, go to the next house. Again, remember, the first choice is beer.
Right.
Beyond that, you'll just ask for anything from their home.
Trick or treat for beer or junk.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
You see any kitties out there, Joe?
No, not yet.
Still early.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Does this house have lights and stuff?
Joe,
really
dressed as Elvis, trick-or-treating for beer.
Big hairy knuckles hitting that door.
Big meat hooks. His hams.
Boom, boom, boom.
Open up, me, Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe with the Don and Mike Show. Trick-or-treat for beer?
Sorry. Getting old.
You don't have any?
The guy said getting old.
How about wine?
How about wine? Whiskey?
Could I have anything from your home?
Have anything from your home?
Got anything?
You don't have anything?
No. How about a pair of socks?
How about a pair of socks?
Is he answering, Joe?
Joe?
I don't think he wants to.
He's not participating.
Ask him for a spoon.
How about a spoon?
Tell him don't be surprised if his house gets egg tonight.
Q-tips?
Q-tips?
A paper napkin.
Hold on, he's getting a Q-tip.
He's getting a Q-tip.
Well, he has saved himself from being egged tonight. He's giving Joe a Q-tip.
Joe now, I believe, has two beers. He's got some cough drops. A Q-tip and a baby diaper.
Right.
What a weekend I'm going to have.
Again.
Joe, and it's a testament to you and the American spirit that you could turn that into something.
Absolutely.
You could turn that into a weekend.
I Joe, can.
Based on
oh,
the way
here we go. Two Q-tips.
Make sure they're not used.
Yes, sir. Happy Halloween.
They're
introducing Average Joe. Good. Good.
I'm waiting for him to really score a payday here, you know? I'd like to see him do something really special.
Remember last year where we went and the lady said, I don't have any beer, but I have a bottle of wine.
Got a bottle of wine. Right? I think wine is a wonderful pull here.
Sure. And, Joe, if you could get wine in a box... Man, that's a killer. If you could get a box of wine.
Yeah, a box of wine, that would be fantastic.
Forever known as the Martsky.
Got any Mouse Martsky's favorite?
And Rudy,
we need to open another box
of wine. But if you go to a party at Rudy Martsky's house, there would be plenty of beer.
Right.
And there would be soft drinks. And then he'd say, if you want some wine, it's in the refrigerator in a box.
Right? I remember Mouse one time saying, Rudy, this bladder's empty. That's pleasant, isn't
it? The bladder inside the box.
The bladder's empty.
It's where it was.
Joe, where are you?
Well, I just knocked on the door and no one's answering.
So you going to another house?
Yep.
Now, Joe, I keep asking you this. Does it appear that the community, the neighborhood has come to life now? Or
No. Nobody's really doing anything yet.
Joe, you're in Fairfax County, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, I would have recommended that you go over the Prince William County line, where every house has plenty of beer.
But, Mike, there's lots of traffic getting out that way.
That was just a Prince William County joke.
Well, a joke, but also true.
Yes, very true. The county that I used to live in.
Here's a house with decorations and everything.
All right, here we go. Joe, trick-or-treats for beer.
I'm digging this music in the background.
Yeah, it's our super scary Joe music.
Scary Joe. Hello?
Joe?
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Joe? He's been killed.
I got to call him back now.
Joe. People expect more from a guy named Joe. Trick your cheat for beer. He's kind of low energy today, don't you think, Rob?
Yeah. Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
But I think that's what gets him beer.
Mm-hmm. Come on, he's baby stepping. He's got two beers already.
And he's got Q-tips.
I just remember the clinking of the bottles in the cooler last year.
Yeah, and he doesn't have enough bottles is what the problem is.
Right.
Just Sam Adams Light and a Corona down there all by their onesies.
And the cough drops.
And then you get your deadening effect with the diaper.
I'll get back to you.
Hey, was that Joe's voicemail?
Jesus, who was that? Was that Alan King?
Hold on a second.
I'll get back to you.
Thank you for calling Joe Ottinger.
Hold on. That's too...
Joe can't come to the phone.
That's too nutty. Hold on, let's just listen to... Turn the music. Let's just listen to Joe's voicemail if we don't get him.
This is Joe.
Leave a message.
You might like my voice on the Don and Mike show, but this is the way I really sound. Jesus.
Trying to call Joe now.
Sweet, doughy-headed Joe.
All right, we should get his voice.
I'll get back to you.
To leave a voice message,
that's all it is?
One, just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
I always say this junk.
At the tone, record your voice message.
Yeah.
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
This is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
Never mind, Joe. You're calling me back right now. Here he is on the hotline. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hey, just left you a message. Great intro you have on your voicemail, incidentally.
Oh, I know. I gotta fix that.
Was it by design that all you say is "I'll get back to you"?
Is that what I say?
Yeah,
yeah. That's what somebody.
I don't
even
remember. It was like 4 a.m. when I recorded that.
You don't have an opinion.
All right, Joe. We're running out of time here. You gotta get a payoff. You gotta hit one more house.
Okay.
Because now the sun is setting.
Yes. People are getting more nervous. You know, you're increasing the chances you're going to catch a bullet.
And we got all the people upstairs still waiting for the marshmallow contest. We're going to go back up and join them.
Very good.
Right.
On this Halloween spooktacular.
One more house with lots of decorations.
Lots of decorations.
What he's been going with. See what happens, kids.
Scary.
Scared yet?
Very scary.
Somebody's got to be home here. The light's on.
Do you think Alan is more jittery than normal? Because it's Halloween?
Probably.
Think he's double, he's DJing?
Hi, I'm Joe with the Don and Mike Show, trick-or-treating for beer.
Oh, I don't have any.
You don't have any?
How about a cold one? How about anything cold?
How about anything cold?
Wine.
Wine.
Spritzer.
How about anything,
cola?
Anything from your home? She seems to be going.
Your home.
About a family photo.
How about a family photo?
Here, throw her. How about your diaphragm? Don't say that, Joe. I'm sure she doesn't have one.
Don't say that.
No.
No?
How about some item of personal grooming?
How about a comb?
There you go.
She's getting one.
She's
good.
Getting it.
Good.
A comb! She's getting him a comb.
And Don, a comb isn't a payoff, though.
No, it's not.
Not a payoff at all. A bottle of, like, hard liquor would be a payoff.
What's she doing, Joey? Joe?
Joe!
Yeah. Yes?
What is she doing?
She gave me a comb.
Oh, all right. Get out of there, then.
Get out of there and go to another house.
Average Joe.
Good. Good.
All right, one
more
chance.
Time than we've given him before. He's losing interest.
One more chance, Joe. And this time it's just got to be... Hi, I'm Joe from Don and Mike. Trick or treat for beer. How about a cold one?
Okay.
Make it happen, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
Joe, your little almost empty wagon. Your wagon just has two beers, cough drops,
Q-tips, diapers,
and a comb.
A comb. You know, really, he's got everything he needs for a road trip now.
You know, if my kid... that came home with that, I would consider that a good haul.
Yeah, yeah. Terrific. Yeah.
I'd say, all right, Daddy will keep the drinks, and oh, look, a comb for you.
Very good. Who'd get the diaper?
Enjoy it. I'd probably get the diaper, too.
They can wash your car with it.
Or I can just get wasted on the weekend and just cut loose.
Just to cut loose? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's
disturbing. You ever one of those weekends where you just say, I'm just going to get so drunk, I'm going to get so wasted, no bladder or bowel control.
Yeah, but not an adult diaper, no. You know, so it sounds like a regular diaper that you got, you know.
It makes it more fun.
Yeah. Tougher to fit into, though. That's for sure.
Not a plushie suit. But.
Damn sexy.
How you doing in the neighborhood, Joe?
One more house.
Hey, Buzz, I was telling these guys, I didn't see CSI last night. I was so disappointed.
Yeah, it was a letdown.
We found out on this show a long time ago, plushie, and if you're a plushie fetish, you're a guy, it's primarily guys, who like having sex with little stuffed animals.
Right, right.
And the CSI last night involved plushies, but it was people who dressed up like the San Diego Chicken or like the Philly Fanatic.
That's not the fetish, though.
And not quite. And they put on these gigantic outfits like baseball mascots do, and then they would have orgies, but only some of them would take like their genitals out. So the raccoon suit, I think it was the raccoon suit, was just covered with semen.
Yeah!
When they put it under the black light.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway,
tough job for Grissom.
Not the best CSI I've ever seen.
No. Could have been better.
Joe?
Hello?
Because, see, I only say that because I have working knowledge from the show of what a plushie fetish really is.
From the show.
From the show.
Not on your own or anything like that.
No, I know from the show.
We all learned on the show.
Right.
Hi, Joe.
Joe from the Don and Mike Show, trick-or-treating for beer. How about a cold one?
There, he said it right.
You got an okay, Joe?
Hey, guess what?
What?
He's hooking me up.
Oh, there you go.
Another beer.
That's all we needed was one more payoff.
He's scary.
See, the plushies that were on CSI last night,
right.
They weren't guys
and in my book, who am I to say, but normal guys, who enjoy having sex acts with little plush toys.
Not at all.
These are people who dress up like...
They dress up like in a mascot suit and then have sex?
Yeah, thank you.
They would roll around.
What'd you get, Joe?
Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Joe.
What'd you get, Joey?
An ice cold Coors Light.
Hey! Yeah.
Introducing Average Joe.
Good.
Success.
And I think overall this year, Joe, would you put the stuff in your little wagon so we can actually hear? Do you have any bottles that clank together this year?
Yeah. Hold on.
All right. This was one of our favorites in previous years.
Three bottles. You're listening to Joe's Trick or Treat Bag.
There he is now.
Dramatic sound effect, Joe.
Joe, officially for the record, can you tell us what's your booty for Trick or Treat 2003? What'd you get?
I got an ice cold Corona, ice cold Sam Adams Light, ice cold Coors Light, a bag of cough drops, some candy, a comb, and a diaper.
and a Q-tip.
Two Q-tips.
Right.
Two Q-tips. Yeah. Well, there he is, everybody. It's Joe.
Introducing Average Joe.
And it seems good to just be playing this Children of the Corn music in back of it.
All right, Joey. Great job. Come on back home.
Okay.
See you next year.
See you soon.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, don't fall asleep on the way home.
Bye-bye.
Over and out.
There he is. Joey.
Another successful Joe Trick or Treat.
Joe Arden here, dialing right. For driving for doing the...
Trick or treating for beer.
Thanks, Mike.
There.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, let me ask.
Yeah.
That's the furries that you're talking about.
The what?
Furries, he said.
It's plushies for the stuffed animals, but furries, like on CSI, that was the name of that fetish.
They used both terms last night. They said it was a plushies and furries convention they went to, and the case actually focused on furries. What is the turn on in like dressing in a bunny suit and having sex? These were insecure people who couldn't get real people to touch them in real life, so they dressed up in soft, fuzzy costumes, and that way nobody could really see how ugly anybody else was.
So you don't see what they look like?
No, but at least you get touched.
And sometimes when you're in there, like there was one bear. That was
great. I gotta see this.
It was called Sexy Bear,
right?
And it was like a big, almost like Chuck E. Cheese looking character, a big blue bear that had a bikini on,
right?
And so some guy was, you know, rolling with it and getting ready to, you know, let some white pee go. And then at one point they take off when Grissom and the other guys show up and they go, all right, everybody has to take off their heads.
Right.
Well, the guy takes off his giant mascot head and he looks and he sees. He's been humping another guy.
Oh!
Yeah. Because it was a guy wearing the...
I would imagine that was the setup for Grissom to have a lot of great lines. Did he have a lot of great lines last night?
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, there were more cliches than ever, like when they would go to commercials.
Right, right, right.
A lot of that, yes.
Fozzy Wozzy was a bear.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Mike, and today is our fifth wedding anniversary.
Mike, hold on, and let me put you through to the who cares section of the Don and Mike show. Hold on, please. Put you right through to the who cares section.
He's been filed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Dad. You know you should have asked. I can't remember his name.
Hey, what are you eating?
You don't want to know.
No, I want to know.
We do. Halloween. It could be anything.
What is it?
Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls.
How old are you?
13.
Okay.
13, calling 5 years, son. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just wanted to comment on the topic you were just talking about, plushies and furries.
Look what we stirred up.
Yeah.
I've been compelled to call, and I'm a huge fan of you guys. I just got to show much love for you. I'm in California. I listen to you out of KHTK in Sacramento.
Look down in that water, Buzz. I can't see bottom anymore.
I just hung up on him. I just wrote
something got stirred up from that bottom.
I wrote myself a note. Uh-huh. Monday, plushies.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Call us back then, sir.
Plushies and what else? What else, Buzz?
Furries.
Furries.
Where was that last call from? Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Yep.
Sacramento. Home of Doug Christie. Who plays tonight?
Yeah.
When your Sacramento Kings play somebody, because it's on ESPN, so it must be a big game.
Amen.
So be counting. Mm-hmm. Be counting. And oh my goodness, what a night for Doug Collins. You know, I keep getting his name on Doug Christie. See, now here's the deal.
Doug Christie.
What if Doug Christie is on his way to the basketball game tonight, the Sacramento Kings game, and he accidentally looks at a woman, but he doesn't know it's a woman because the person's wearing a mask.
Oh, it's simple. Oh. She will pluck his eyes out.
Yeah, right. His wife, when we come back, we're going back to the executive level.
Yes. Back to the human level.
We have more people smelling of ass, ready for the marshmallow races.
I believe the time to beat is somewhere in the neighborhood of 13 seconds.
Yeah, right? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's time to summon now the evil spirits.
The Don and Mike Show.
No stinky poon. The Don and Mike Show.
And yeah, we are on up here, even though we don't have a producer up here. I don't know where Charlie is.
We are on. Charlie has somehow vanished. Are we? Can you hear me, Don?
Yeah, I can hear you. I turned it on. Hey, there he is. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Chuck.
Charles.
All right. Well, it's turned on. We're back upstairs for the marshmallow races.
Are we going to get right to it?
Let's get right to it. Time is of the essence.
Yes, we are running short on time.
And we're going to go with the guy with the D's Nuts shirt.
Now, did they check your ID? You are in fact 21, young man. All right.
Now you know the deal that what you do is you take the marshmallow and it goes in the you know between the pillows.
And Dennis Murphy is simply inhaling this Mountain Dew Code Red. Dennis, what's
the deal? I'm not Code Red.
Is it your favorite, Dennis? That's bad for your weight, though.
Well, my Coca Cola.
What?
Cool.
262. Dennis,
62.
Dennis, you look. I'd say you look 260. Now that you just missed this guy shoving the thing and then smelling his fingers.
Oh no, we don't need that. We don't need that.
Now what's your name, sir?
Woody.
Woody.
Woody's not his name. I guarantee you Woody's not. What are you doing? What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing?
Mike, it looks like he's giving himself a wedgie.
What?
It looks like he's giving himself a wedgie. Which
is this gyrating? What is
it? Wouldn't be against the rules, would it, Charlie? There are no rules.
Why are you doing all this? Answer my question.
It's $1,000, man.
$1,000.
All right. Well, I'll be down here at the halfway point, Mark.
All right.
When you want to give him the send off
down there, and then I'm going to give him the start.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
Here he comes past me.
All right, he's flying.
Flat out running
might be the fact.
Against the wall. There he goes, down to our office.
See what happens.
Slams on the picture of Elvis. Mike, here he comes your way.
He's making the turn. He's coming down the finish line. And he is there. Whoa.
Whoa. And he is down.
Uh-oh.
He is down.
And I have bad news.
What's 14, the time?
14.48 seconds.
Wow, and he crashed. Now the best part. Dennis, if sir, if you would pull down your shorts and let Dennis get out the marshmallow with the tongs.
Dennis is getting out the tongs.
Now, I want to tell you.
Oh, it's wet.
It's wet. Oh,
it's gooey.
Oh, God, it's gooey.
I'm good.
Hold on.
Oh, God.
Dude, gooey.
That is nasty.
Would you mention him get it?
It might have to come out later tonight.
Oh, God.
That is
you can't get it, sir?
That is as much as I'm getting.
God. There are trace amounts on his fingers.
That is all the marshmallow he was able to successfully recover.
Now, one of our contestants, I have to ask, you saw him going in with his own fingers, and I saw you scream and turn away. What did you see?
I didn't see anything. It just the thought was.
You are
just
so fortunate that you didn't see anything, really.
I'm sorry. He would be out of the competition anyway because we were not able to retrieve the marshmallow.
But so far, that roughly 13-second time is holding up, and he blew.
All right, who's our next contestant?
Who's next?
Male, female? It's the guy in the Denver Broncos gear. And what's your name, sir?
Jason.
Hi, Jason. Where are you from?
From Springfield.
Happy holidays. Take a marshmallow from our friend Dennis Murphy.
Thank you, Dennis.
Now, what you want to do is get that in between two pillows.
Do you have any particular strategy for this competition?
Just run fast.
But while you're running fast, remember, while you have the marshmallow between the two pillows, the marshmallow can't come out. And be very careful. What happened to the last guy? The marshmallow went in.
And Don, run fast, this man's strategy. And Buzz described that strategy as brilliant.
All right, I'm at the halfway point, Mike. You can give him the send-off anytime you're ready.
Okay, on your mark. Get set.
Here he goes.
Go! Run now, fast!
There he goes. He's running past me. He's running down the
you're
hallway.
The whole
he knocked on the picture of Elvis on our door. Here he comes.
Round
turns the corner, and
what do we have?
That's a good time.
We
That's a good time.
11.83.
We got a new leader.
Wow.
We got a new leader. Now, sir,
it's not
if you would please bend over, spread them, and Dennis, if you can get it out with the tongs. God. Sir, you're going to have to help. Dennis, you're going to have to spread them. This is the funniest thing I have ever seen. All right, try to get it with your fingers, sir.
Hold on.
You come here if you got a question. What's your question, ma'am?
Is Dennis going to try to take mine out, too?
No,
I'm
you...
No.
Oh,
okay.
No. All right, go ahead, D. Sir,
you, got it.
You have a great time, but you're going to have to pull out the marshmallow to show it it's still there.
Yeah.
If you have any trouble, God. I know a good surgeon.
Was that poop? Oh! What was it?
Boom!
What was it, Mike?
What the hell was
that? What did I miss?
Oh, dear.
What did I miss?
Is that what I thought it was, Buzz?
Was it number two?
Yes. That's not your marshmallow.
Now, come on, that's not your marshmallow.
I'm telling you.
Now, Mike, I will tell you that on the end of this marshmallow, there are brown specks.
Oh,
there are brown specks on his marshmallow.
I didn't see it fall out. I didn't see it fall out.
You don't have anything up there, right?
I don't have anything in there.
It could
have been from the floor, though.
Did you have a little something on your finger there?
Yeah, it's on the marshmallow, too.
Oh, really?
All right, Mike, I think officially he's going to be our leader.
And I have the first time the low-grade headache.
Sink.
And where is the...
The sink's over there, pal. Go walk.
Where is the next contestant?
Where should I set this?
Right here? Dude, stand up here. Hi, and what's your name?
Will.
Will, where are you from?
Hagerstown.
All right, Will. Well, obviously you've got a big task in front of you. Here's Dennis with the marshmallows. Are you ready to get it in there?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try.
Any particular strategy, my Hagerstown friend?
No, man, just run.
No, man, just run.
And the strategy will be just run. Buzz, how would you describe that strategy?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. All right, now, once again, if you just got in your car, I'm going to set this up. We have guys and girls who are upstairs in the third level of the building. They're taking Kraft Jet Puffed marshmallows, putting them.
Smells like ass up here.
They're putting them in between two pillows, and they're running a course. They run down one hallway,
right.
Run down another hallway,
mm-hmm.
Touch the door to our office, run back both hallways, and if they make it, and the marshmallow is still in one piece.
Yes, then they are victorious if their time is short. But the time to beat right now, Charlie, is
11:83.
11:83.
An incredibly daunting task. Do you think that you're up to it?
Oh, no, I am.
All right,
Mike, send them down here. I'm ready. I'm at the halfway point.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
And here he comes as he passes me.
Whoa.
There he goes, bouncing off the wall. Now down to our office. Touches the picture of Elvis. Mike, here he comes around the circle. And what's the time, Charlie? Time.
13:14.
Shoot.
He knocked one of the few station public service awards off the wall.
Oh, my God.
When he bounced into the wall. Now,
lying.
Sir, perhaps the most humiliating part of this whole contest. Please, pull down your pants, spread them, and let Dennis try to get out the marshmallow with the tongs. What, Dennis?
Oh, man.
Oh, he got it.
Oh, there it is.
He got it. He got it.
I got it.
And you got to...
What did you have for lunch today?
Mexican.
All right, well, Dennis.
Oh,
well done.
Well done. You're shaking all the marbles.
Well done. Now, is that it for the male contestants?
We have any more male? No, I think we have a couple more.
Are there any more guys? Charlie, are we out of guys?
Oh, boy.
That's it. Well, then, we are ready to declare our winner.
Yes.
I believe the 11-second. Well, hold on a second. Now we got a sticky wicket because. No pun intended.
Oh, God, that is
the scary. Guy with the fastest time is the guy that we couldn't get all the marshmallow out, right?
Well, but he said that was his marshmallow. And Dennis, do you believe that was his marshmallow?
Oh, hold on. You know what? I'm getting the guys mixed up because the guy with the great time reached in with his hands and pulled out a little number two at first. Then what he did was he No, just come tell us then.
No, when I went in to pull it out, it fell. And it went right by his foot. It was right there.
All right. I believe him.
I believe him, too.
Mom, I hope you're not listening, because it's
quite embarrassing.
Well, yeah.
I think we got a winner here, Mike.
You know, getting a little poo on Iron Finger is probably worth $1,000.
That's $1,000 for you. Happy Halloween.
Very nice.
Happy Halloween, and we've got...
that whole mom proud thing, don't worry. We gave it up a long time ago.
Now, I know that we'll have wonderful parting gifts for everybody else. Perhaps the grandest moment of all of this happened every time when the contestants would have to bend over, spread them, and
right.
Dennis would reach in with the tongs. Many times Dennis couldn't find the marshmallows.
Dennis,
they were so deep.
I hate to say this, but I think you failed miserably getting the marshmallows out. I think
the marshmallow was way in there. I could not put the
Dennis,
tongs
Dennis,
in there.
I think really you should have been as assertive as a prison guard.
Hey, and where's the guy? Hold on. Where's the guy that said Dennis... said that Dennis was pulling out his hair.
Oh.
There was a guy. Where's the guy? Where's the? Come here. All right, now I heard this guy say this. When Dennis reached in with the tongs, Dennis was pulling at your A hair.
Yeah,
the hair on the inside.
You got a little too much, man.
The hair on the inside.
A little too. Well, maybe he was a little more assertive than I gave him credit for.
All right, Dennis. Good job.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going
to...
Yes, what?
DennisMovie.com for my love song CD. DennisMovie.com.
And how many love songs CDs have you sold?
22.
22? They're flying off the shelf.
22. Now, when we come back, there's only two girls here.
Yes.
And it's the same prize. It's $1,000.
It's quite a grudge match, and these two are going to go head-to-head or boob-to-boob.
It looks to me like maybe one or both of them will be topless and maybe... Have you changed your skirt? You've not changed your skirt?
No. She said like no, Don.
Have you adjusted your brassiere at all?
No, I'm exactly the same as the last time you saw me.
Oh, she looked to me like she's been undressed.
Well, maybe you were just doing that.
Maybe I was...
My hair down.
You took your hair down. Took your hair down.
May I just ask, just as a lead into this, what is your breast size?
I'm a 38D.
38D.
Oh,
boy.
And
Buzz, what do you think of that? Trick or treat.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And yours, ma'am? Your size, if you don't mind asking?
36 double D.
36 double D. Buzz Burbank. Brilliant.
Brilliant. All right, so listen, the girls will go at it up here. Dennis won't be involved, girls. But remember, you get 5 extra seconds if you do a topless. You get 5 extra seconds if you put it in both places. And you get 5 seconds for each boob if you put a marshmallow under each boob. And what you could do, in theory, is run with your hands on the side of your boobs so that the marshmallows don't fall out. Then you just have to worry about them falling out your two holes. And I just spit all over the place, didn't I?
You did.
I'm sorry about that.
You did. Well, it's exciting. When we're talking about breasts, you know, the salivatory...
The room's already contaminated.
Yes, it is. Don't worry.
I think that was brilliant.
I think it was fantastic. The handicap system that we devised would really, in a word, be brilliant.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You take the boy, take the boy, and not me. I'm too young to die. Oh, the pain, the pain.
The Don and Mike Show. Home of the world's dumbest millionaire. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hi, Rob. And hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. We're back on the air.
Yes, we are.
Listen, before we finish the marshmallow races, Mike, there was something... You walked out of the room, you didn't get a chance.
Should I stay seated? Should I sit right here?
No, I want you to come stand over here. Our contestant, now what was your name?
Woody.
Woody, the D's Nuts guy. You might remember that Dennis, we couldn't find any of the marshmallow.
Woody's disintegrated completely.
No, it didn't, Mike. If you look inside his soccer shorts, if you'll pull that out and show Mike.
Oh, yeah, that would have been, Woody, that would have been a disqualification.
That is a dollop. That is more than a dollop. Cameron, get a picture of that for the website.
That is marshmallow fluff inside of your shorts.
It looks like a hunk of cream cheese.
That is pretty nasty stuff right there.
What, Robbie?
Isn't that how they make marshmallow fluff?
That's exactly how. Yes, yes. They have thousands of employees in their asses.
That's right. And now we're ready for the best part of this entire gag.
It's time for the ladies' competition.
Now, any lady want to go first?
I would love to go last.
You would love to go last.
Right.
Would
ma'am, are you okay with that?
I'll go first.
Good.
Right, or we could flip a coin if you want to go last.
Let's flip a coin.
Let's flip a coin.
I think that's fair. I got a coin right here.
Hold on. Where's Ellen Line 1? What?
I got that luck flipping a coin. Come on, please. I'm old.
It's a dime.
All right. Hold on. Here you go. Mike's flipping it. And?
Call it in the air.
You can call it.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Call it in the air. Call it.
Heads.
And it is.
It is nails.
Hold on, sister. You haven't won anything yet.
Now you like it. The Price is Right. All right, that means you're going first. Come on over to the staging area. Come on over and let's find out. What's your first name?
Katie.
All right, Katie.
They call her Katie.
As you know, Katie, the winning time for the guys was like 11 seconds.
Oh, this room.
So for girls, we imagine it's going to be a little slower. Now you have the chance to get 5 additional seconds if you do a topless, an additional 5 seconds taken off your time if you put a marshmallow in your love place, an additional 5 seconds for each marshmallow that you can put under your boob.
So you have really a chance to win this outright.
You can have 20 seconds already in the bank.
Right.
What do you want to do?
I think I will go for all of the bonus time.
All of the bonus time. That's right.
Way to go.
That's right.
Ma'am, that's not looking good for you if you're not going to step up, but we'll see what happens.
Now, let's give the woman a little privacy back here. Excuse me, fellas.
Go. All right.
Now, someone has to be here to document this for the show.
Absolutely.
And to make sure that the marshmallows are going where they're supposed to be going.
The marshmallows. Why are we saying that?
I do believe that this simple move will knock out any and all competition.
I think it's a slam dunk.
But you still must run the course.
Yes, absolutely.
With the marshmallows.
You ready to put the one down there?
I guess so.
Okay, go for number one.
Going in the front or the back?
Back.
To first.
Going in the back.
Marshmallow number one.
This is where strategy really enters into
it. All right. Cold.
Oh, it's cold. Oh.
All right, now marshmallow number two, and that one's
number
going
two.
Where?
In the front.
In the front. All right, there we go. All right, there we go. Oh, my.
Baby.
It's a lucky marshmallow.
Happy Halloween.
All right.
Now what you're going to have to do, you don't have to take the skirt off. Because the guys didn't have to, but the topless thing.
Yeah, she can do two things. She can either put the marshmallows under her breast and go topless, or just put them under the breast. But I think you're going topless for the whole bonus. A 20-second advantage.
Yes,
and,
here you go. Yeah, she's kicking some ass today.
All right, very good. And the running
bra
is shortly.
The bra is coming
out. There we go. And ready?
Okay.
All right, you going to do it first?
She's going to
lick the marshmallows?
Yes.
Would you please?
That was a quick answer.
She's licking
the marshmallows. That's
under breast number one and licking number two and putting it under breast number
three. That strategy is simply brilliant.
Now, we'll need you to take that shirt off.
All right.
I think you know that. Now this is a trick also because the marshmallows are already under her boobs, and she's taking the shirt off now.
Now, I hate to be a stickler, but the fact is that she will lose the 5-second credit for the marshmallows under her breast if they fall out, too. If the marshmallows fall out, that's the rule.
I said she could hold it, though.
She could hold it? Well, that's fine.
I said,
very good.
Right.
You gotta work against your time. That's why strategy is so important.
But she can't hold on to her breast if she wants.
All this strategizing.
Even the side of them if she wanted to.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right.
Let me ask the other girl.
She's over here.
Are you?
Over here.
Are you even playing, other girl?
Yeah, I'm playing.
All right, good.
All
right, we're ready.
What is your theory?
I don't think the front one can stay in.
Well,
it'll stay in.
Oh, wow.
We'll find out. Maybe it's just your own personal experience. Maybe you're just a little looser down there.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's just come out a little easier.
All right, are you ready?
I guess so.
Are you ready to go topless?
Here we go.
Guess so.
Then take it off.
Okay.
Oh, there they are.
All right, some jumbo jugs.
Here we go. Oh, lovely tattoo on the back, too.
And now this is going to be great going down the hallway, keeping in mind that she has a 20-second advantage already. Guys,
the boys seem to be enjoying this competition.
Oh, this is wonderful. This is a great Halloween show.
How would you describe this to your fellow listeners who can't see it?
A little crazy.
She's an attractive woman, got some nice jugs.
If you say so, man.
Is that a question you asked, Rob?
Did you just touch me with the hand that was in your...
Hey, I washed my hands. But hey, you know, share a little bit, you know?
Hey, Don, we're down here with a topless lady.
Right? I'm sorry, I was talking to a douchebag.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go!
And here she comes, holding her bosoms. Running high. There she goes. Now she's making a move. She's going
move it.
She has to touch the picture of Elvis. She touched the picture of Elvis Mike with her breast.
Yeah.
Here she comes. Bye.
I'm looking for...
Oh, baby! And...
Yeah! Time!
If she lost no marshmallows, her time is 3:43.
Three.
So she did it in 23 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, 23 seconds.
Now what we're going to need, we won't make Dennis do this, we're going to need you now to lift up each bosom.
There's one.
There's one marshmallow.
There's two.
Two marshmallows. Now if you would reach inside the front first, please.
There we go. Get them all out.
This is where it gets a little gynecological.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, ooh, yeah, ooh, reach in.
Oh, hey, very nice. Very nice.
Nice hygiene.
All right, very nice.
Yeah, although it appears to have a glaze on it.
Oh, God.
And now the one from back there. And
there.
Now,
oh,
look how clean that one is.
They're just like little daisies.
That's wonderful.
All right. Congratulations.
Does she have any others? Just checking for bonus time.
No, Rob.
Now, our last female contestant. You have to admit.
Where are you going, ma'am? Where are you going?
Your competition did have them everywhere.
Now, how do you want to handle this? Of course, you earlier had said you weren't going to do anything. What will you be doing?
I guess I have no choice.
No choice.
Yes, she has no choice.
Now we got a competition, boys.
Here we go. So you've got four marshmallows, and I think the first thing you'll need to do is unbutton those jeans.
All right. So this is going to be now very interesting. You know what? This is very, very interesting because originally... Well, yes, we can close
the door. Oh, yeah, privacy, please,
absolutely.
Guys. Just important.
Main Street can still...
And where are you from, Richard? Because you've got a great southern accent. Where are you from?
Kentucky,
girl.
The show me stage.
She's putting one of the marshmallows back there.
Oh, there it is, back there.
She's back going there. To put the other marshmallow... Okay. Oh, dear, not feeling confident. Confident in the competition or confident with your, you know, that's what women say in those commercials, right? For confidence all day long.
And feeling.
It's a what?
Very weird feeling.
Very weird feeling.
I think women across America are celebrating Halloween now by putting marshmallows in their orifices.
And I tell you, her change in mind to go with all the marshmallows, put them in different places, and go topless is absolutely brilliant.
It's going to pay off with a real horse race here now. She's taking her
shirt
off.
Taking the shirt off, and then she's got two more marshmallows to place under the breast.
Now, are you going to copy the trick of licking the... The marshmallow, I'm distracted for a moment.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I'm really, really distracted.
Okay.
Are you going to lick the marshmallows before you put them under there?
Yes, she is. Yep, she's putting them under, jamming them under.
You, Mike, I'm telling you, that's goddamn erotic.
That is. It's fantastic.
We have just seen.
Yes,
all right. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Let's go.
All right, we're going to open the door to the racetrack. Guys, we need to clear the area, please. You, on the other side of the corridor, please. Mike, we're ready down here.
On your mark. Get set.
She's squeezing her bosoms.
Go!
And here she goes.
She's off.
Run, honey, run.
She's making better time, I think.
There she goes.
She's and moving
she
down the hallway.
The corner. She is around the corner. And she indeed has touched the door with her bosom. Here she comes, guys. Here she comes.
French time.
Making the final turn. Here she comes. She's flying down here. Absolutely going. And she crosses the finish line. And this is the big event right now. Charlie Broyhill, did she do it?
If she has all of her marshmallows intact, she did beat her with a point.
All right. Oh, my. Wow.
All right. Let's check out the
marshmallows. Did you get them out from under the breasts already?
Okay. Yes, there they are.
You saw that, Buzz? All right.
All right. Now
we go down. We have to get the one
look
out.
At it. And all of a sudden, she's not so shy now.
No, she's not. She's very excited.
She's reaching in.
She's got one marshmallow.
The one
and now the last one from the front.
From the low canal.
And she wins.
We have a winner.
Oh, and I'm so sorry.
We have a winner now.
You did. It was a fantastic race and a fantastic competition. How do you feel, the woman that came in second?
I feel okay. Now I'll be able to crawl in bed tonight without a shotgun.
Let me tell you that we will give you, and you know, F the guys, because they're guys.
Right.
You're a girl down here doing this. We're going to give you $500.
Thank you.
Just because you did it. You get the $1,000.
Woo!
And happy Halloween.
Thank you very much.
And happy
very
Halloween
good.
Happy Halloween to you, sir.
And And you guys all, this is beautiful with the women, but it was disgusting with the men.
It was, but you all deserve a nice round of applause. Give yourselves all a round of applause.
And they're all, my girl just kind of scattered all over the freaking building right
now.
Well,
you know what it is that, yes, you can say something from Kentucky.
Hey, honey, we're going to Morton's tonight, baby.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I like that. That's good.
For your husband.
And you know what? Based on that, maybe you won't have to actually pay the money to go to Morton's, all right?
Hey, what are your plans tonight?
I'm going to give candy out to the kids.
Oh, see? That's a nice wholesome touch.
I'm the lady from the Don and Mike show that was running around naked today.
Have a marshmallow. Have a marshmallow, yes.
That was brilliant.
Yes, brilliant.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, I believe that's it. We're done. Man, it is mungy up here.
It is. I'm ready to get back down to the icy, frigid coolness of our studio.
It's very mungy. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Let me thank all of the guys who are still here. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And now, Don, we always give them a chance. Anybody you guys want to say hello to, you can do it right now. Here's your opportunity. Your name, sir?
I'd like to thank the person that gave me that nice phone call a couple of days ago. Just shout out to her.
What are you talking about?
Just a nice, friendly phone call from my girlfriend.
Will she recognize your voice? Say your name.
It's Dave.
And what, did she piss you off?
No, it's just a nice phone call from my girlfriend.
I don't get it. What, did she give you phone sex or what?
I wouldn't go that far, but it's just a nice...
Romantic. Nice things to say.
Yeah, she said she loved me, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
Have you heard from her since?
I have.
You have. Okay.
Just remember one thing. It starts like that, and then she's on the team plane. All right.
And anybody you want to say hi to?
My roommate Brian and his new fiance. That's all.
Amen. And word to your tailor. A word to your dry cleaner, I should say. You're the guy.
I'm going to throw those out. I don't need them.
Good move.
Shorts. Who do you want to say hi to?
Just say hello to the whole Lions team and tell my sweet that I love her.
My sweet. And she'll know who she's being talked to. All right.
And you, problem child, who do you want to say hi to?
I say what's up to my wife. She's listening right now. And
Mrs. Lucky.
Yeah. Mrs. Lucky's going to have some marshmallow to clean up when I get home.
Oh,
Jesus, not too gross. You want to say something to your husband, big winner?
Not husband, fiance, but...
A fiance?
Jordan.
Hey, even better. True. My advice to that man, why buy the cow
right
when you're getting the milk for free? You know,
amen, brother. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, because the cow threatened to leave.
Is Venice hitting on this woman here?
Dennis,
what are you doing?
Are you hitting on our second place finisher, Dennis?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis, don't do that, Dennis. Jesus, that's gross.
I would ask you a question. Would you go out with Dennis?
I think my boyfriend would not be.
You have a boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Oh, we could problem, right. Boyfriend.
And did you want to say hi to anybody?
No, not really.
that's a good ending. Okay, thank you. Nice meeting you all. Happy Halloween. Bye, Dennis.
Bye, Don.
DennisMovie.com.
Y'all have a good day.
You got it, Dennis.
Whatever.
And Dennis, let me just leave you this. Don't forget, Dennis, that it's this time of the year when more people get cavities than any other time of the year.
True. Very true.
Dennis, what is the deal on your teeth? Hold on. What?
It's still stationary.
How about your bottom teeth?
Come here. Take a look at Dennis's teeth, really. Now, you're unbiased. Look at all of them, including the bottom.
I see them on the website.
Look at them in person.
Yeah, they're special.
Okay. You didn't give me thank you. At least you can.
Dennis, they should be plucked out of your head and replaced with some shiny artificial ones.
All I know, Dennis, is you could really increase your beauty fivefold. That's it. If you think ahead.
Tenfold, she says, Dennis, tenfold. Well, either way, happy Halloween, Dennis. Nice seeing you.
Dennis, Dennis, always a pleasure, really. Okay, don't touch. No, stop. What are you doing?
Roll the...
What was he doing? Dennis,
roll the Elvis music. Do it. Roll the button.
Dennis was trying to kiss me. you two, that was interesting communication there. Don't hurt me. That was like the Joe Besserk style of nonverbal communication.
See, I wanted to hear the tape. We only got one set of headphones.
Right, the buzz tape.
And now we're doing the trial. La la la, so you guys can't hear that. We're doing the tra la la la.
Why are you talking? I was scratching my, I had an itch.
Okay.
My side.
It's time for Buzz.
It's all this marshmallow stuff.
I know.
Okay, you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
I shoved a marshmallow in there when you weren't looking.
Do it, Joe. Hit it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He is brilliant.
He made it up.
Hi, Buzz. What is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
Hi, Don and Mike. On the Halloween edition, the real reason Rosie O'Donnell left her magazine.
Oh, great. Hey, we got to get our tape out again.
Yeah,
our Rosie tape out.
Hi, Rosie.
All right. Thank you all for coming down. Happy, happy, happy Halloween. And one thing, don't clean anything up. Because nothing would make me happier than the thought of all the slugs that work here coming back on Monday, going in the kitchen, preparing their food items.
You know, and technically...
all the sales maggots.
Technically, wouldn't that be the greatest punishment for not listening to this show if somebody popped in on Monday morning and said, how about a marshmallow?
All right, hit it, Joe. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming
up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, that was very... Dennis
wants to say it.
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I want to mention that Joe's Elvis costume was provided today by Masters Costumes. They have your costume needs covered with seven area locations. Visit masterscostumes.com for a location near you.
Yes, Masters.
Time for Buzz in the News now. Buzz's news show brought to you by Duramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Eddie Bell. Something strange. I missed the spot with Rob there. Hold on. Who's going to call?
There you go.
Rob, right. Duramax Works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Available at Rite Aid, GNC. And other select retailers. Try it today. Duramax, 1-888, try VMAX.
All right. Someone call for a doctor.
Right. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Rosie O'Donnell quit her now-defunct magazine over creative differences. We hear that phrase all the time. So what does it mean? Well, in this case, it means the publisher wanted to print a picture of Rosie she thought made her look fat.
Oh, dear. We have the photo right here. You decide.
All right.
Well, I'm turning it around to a different angle now. Let me see how it looks to me. You know what it looks to me like?
Mm-hmm. What?
This is like taking a Rorschach test.
Oh. Yeah.
Looks like a marshmallow.
The block.
There you go. Thanks, Rosie.
It looks thinner now. Over this, she and the publishers are suing each other for over $100 million times two.
Oh, and incidentally, guys, I'm talking to guys listening,
right.
We know that we did the same thing at about the same time yesterday. We just...
Yeah, it's another Rosie story, and we feel it's our job.
We can't help ourselves.
We feel we're obligated to do this. We can't help what's in the news.
Hi, Rosie.
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 Her case opened in a New York courtroom yesterday.
Well, her case is opening right now. Yeah. Her case is wide open right now.
Case sensitive.
Look at these briefs.
That's not a cold case.
The publisher says the...
Oh, Rosie. That's a bad case.
The publisher says the battle began with a picture of Rosie alongside the cast of The Sopranos. She looks bigger than any of them, and that's saying something. The publisher...
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Oh, for you.
The publisher... Here's the meeting.
Publisher went with a picture of the cast that didn't include Rosie, and suddenly she felt she was being squeezed out of the organization.
There she goes.
There she is.
Quoting the publisher, she threw a foul-mouthed temper tantrum. The case continues today.
Did you say she threw a bowel mouth?
No, a foul mouth.
A foul mouth.
I can understand the confusion.
Sorry, Buzz.
There's the bowel temper tantrum.
Oh, my.
Madonna, who knows a little something about the...
She was a whore.
...about the media spotlight.
Here's all I know about Madonna.
What do you know about her?
Is that she dated a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Doug Christie.
Right.
Doug Christie from the Sacramento Kings. And I understand that that he's constantly fantasizing about Madonna.
I'll bet.
He's not telling his wife about it. But when he has sex with his wife, when she says, it's okay, you can now have sex with me.
He pictures Madonna.
Yeah, he's picturing Madonna.
When he's looking down at his shoes, he's picturing Madonna.
Mm-hmm. And he's picturing the Madonna that had those big, gigantic metal cone breasts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when she came out with the that and the book, that nude book
right.
at the same time.
The sex book. Right.
Sex book.
Sex book.
Sex book.
Sex book.
Well, Madonna, who knows a little something about the media spotlight, is weighing in on the Bennifer deal. She says J-Lo and Ben have to take some of the blame for the excessive media attention that supposedly prompted them to postpone their wedding.
Ah, well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
And when, Madonna. I know, Buzz, and when she was saying this,
yes?
Was she using that false British accent that she used for a while?
I don't know. She was speaking to a print reporter, so there was probably really no need to put on that accent.
I'm not doing a show. If we can't get this right, hold it. I'm not doing a show.
All I know is that she woke up and his butt was bleeding.
She said she went to a party. She woke up in the morning. All she had was a cranberry juice, and she woke up in the morning.
And her butt was bleeding.
Her butt was bleeding. Madonna. Old Madonna thing.
We never played that from Truth or
Dare. No, the great movie.
I can't believe that you don't remember that. How could Sharon not know what happened to her?
She said that she thinks someone drugged her. She said that she was at the club dancing. The next thing she knew was that she woke up.
In her room.
In her room, nude, and her stuff was stolen, and she went to the bathroom, and her butt was bleeding.
Don't laugh.
Funny as what?
That's all she remembers. She said she wasn't drinking last night. She had a cranberry juice. And that's all she had. And the next thing she knew, she walked.
All I can think of is that she started talking about how she was on tour with me. She's staying at the Ritz-Carlton. And those guys, whoever they were, got it in their mind that they were going to f*** with her.
What's so great is that when Madonna first hears, this is from Truth or Dare, right?
When she first hears...
You know, the girl woke up and her butt was bleeding. She laughed.
Like, right.
It was, you know...
Ha! Ha! Like that.
Good! Good!
And it is a funny laugh. It's a funny reaction.
Well, quoting Madonna about Ben and Jen, they courted the media attention. That's their job. And then there needs to be part of their relationship you keep private. Madonna says she's not making a judgment call on Ben and Jen. Quoting her again, we can only make assumptions about why it did or didn't happen. But she says if you have a strong relationship, I don't think a lot of media attention can break it up. And Madonna, who's now writing 5 children's books, says she hopes one of them will become an animated film. Will her daughter get a part? Quoting Madonna, absolutely not.
Madonna?
Shut up!
Thank you.
It's time for Dennis Miller to be back on TV, and not just as the new math teacher on Boston Public.
Let me just say, though, that I have had, before you get into the story...
Right.
I don't know if I've had... I'm not friends with Dennis Miller,
right?
Obviously. I'm not friends with anybody. I mean, anybody famous. I'm friends with you guys, but I'm
right.
not friends with anybody famous. But I've read all of Dennis Miller's books,
right?
And I love him on TV.
Right. You love his rants?
Yeah, and his books of rants really make me laugh out loud when I read
right.
them because he writes with such clarity, and mm-hmm. he's one of these guys... that knows all the big words that end up turning into just F you, you're an F-ball.
Right, right. Exactly.
But he does it with such class, mm-hmm. and he's very funny. And I had always thought what I liked about Dennis Miller was that I thought he looked at things kind of right down the middle, and maybe he leaned Democratic, but...
I always thought he did, too.
He would poke fun at both sides. Well, now, I mean, at least a couple of weeks ago, somebody called me one day, a radio friend of mine, and said... can you listen to Sean Hannity? I said, well, I guess I could, but I'd have to listen during the commercials during our show.
Right.
And the guy said, oh, never mind. I said, why? No, why? He said, well, Dennis Miller's hosting his show.
Right.
And I thought, Dennis Miller? And then I read about this, and I read that Dennis Miller is up the A of the Republican Party.
Yeah, I was completely shocked by that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I always thought he was the, you know, the rebel. I thought he was kind of the anti-establishment
guy. Read his books. And I think that you got a pretty fair representation that he gave it pretty good on both sides.
Absolutely.
Right. That you felt, okay, maybe he leans Democratic. Maybe
I thought he leaned to the left a little
bit. He's a liberal, but he would give it pretty good. Well, now he's just... Well,
he's one of them.
One of me.
But you know, when I say one of them, I mean right wing radio hosts, and that's what he is. And but he was doing, he was talking about something about the dissing some people that were anti-administration or something.
Right.
Didn't he? What did he do? Or?
Yeah, no, he called out anti-war protesters at various points. He's defended the Bush administration a couple of times.
Don, baby, how's it going?
And he's now registered Republican. He even says that he thinks that Bill O'Reilly does a good show.
Well, I guess we have another talk show host now.
Yeah, it's CNBC.
Coming from the right. That's so unique and original.
Yeah. You know what?
Never
you know
been
what,
done.
You know what's sad?
What?
Is that Dennis Miller, who truly is funny mm-hmm. and is caustic and uses his brain and does everything right. What's so sad is that now he's going to be just in that realm of schlub asswipes mm-hmm. that are on MSNBC and CNBC and Fox News and CNN, all doing the same crap. And really, I'd have to say, comedically, based on that move,
right.
Kevin Nealon is now more happening than Dennis Miller.
There's a part of me that believes also that Dennis Miller is doing this for a career move. I think, when you look at what's dried up for the guy, the Monday Night Football thing was a failure, and I think what it is he's just trying to pay his light bill. I really believe that.
I think the HBO show was something that he walked away from.
Yes. Yeah, he walked away from the HBO show.
Now, that was a great show because it was 30 minutes of, and this is the best example of when we were talking about Bono using the F word mm-hmm. and how it should just be used in everyday conversation like we do off the radio.
Right.
The best thing about watching Dennis Miller on HBO is when he would just be talking and going, that effing guy. Mm-hmm. Or, did you see that effing car? Mm-hmm. It's effing unbelievable. Now, he's not saying it for shock value.
Right.
And he's not saying it because it was really so effing unbelievable. It's just the way guys talk.
Absolutely.
Just the way guys talk.
And it's very disappointing to see a guy who I thought was the voice of the not protest, but the irreverent kind of satirical guy mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. tearing all the institutions down,
right.
And that's where his comedy comes from. And to think they're just adding him to the list of party hacks.
I just thought of another one. Dana Carvey has now moved up higher on the funny scale.
Oh my God!
Dana Carvey does those awful potato chip commercials. Have you seen them where he plays a man and a woman at a poker table?
No, I haven't.
No.
Seen them?
Are they horrible?
I really got to take you to task on that one. Really think about the Pringles ad. Really think about it.
Okay, and think about what Dennis Miller is doing now.
But what
being...
is he funny doing what he's doing? Because there's nothing funny about the Pringles ad.
Okay, maybe Dennis Miller could make being a conservative funny, but I think if Dennis Miller is going on shows like Sean Hannity...
Right. Yeah, he's taking it much more seriously.
He's not going to be able to goof on them. Like, for instance, how do you not goof on Bush? How do you not goof on Schwarzenegger?
Really, what's left?
Really, how do you not goof on... Not that there's not plenty of dummies to goof on in the Democratic Party.
Get out your cigars.
But how do you not goof on that?
Yeah, I don't know. CNBC has hired Dennis Miller to host a primetime political talk show. It's a multi-year deal. The show starts in January. It'll be on 4 nights a week at 9 Eastern. The now Republican comedian says he'll use the same approach as if he were crossing a prison yard late at night. Quoting him, I zigzag to stay ahead of everyone.
You know what? Really, he's going to lose a tremendous fan base.
I think so.
I got news for you. The people that have grown up watching Dennis Miller and are big fans of Dennis Miller come from a different agenda than that Fox News agenda. Well, I guess it's MSNBC.
You know, let me say this, too. Not that they are to be compared in any way. Because I think one of these guys I'm going to mention is far superior to the other. But could you ever picture George Carlin?
No.
saying, I'm going to do a talk show on CNBC?
Absolutely not.
Now, granted, George Carlin is way more to the left, and obviously more to the left than
Dennis
Miller is. But there's another guy who, back in the day, you looked for the same thing.
I agree with your point when you say, though, it's neither side. I mean, you're a comedian. You don't... That's what I hate about when Leno comes out and endorses somebody. You know, David Letterman doesn't. You don't know any more where David Letterman comes from politically. I think maybe it was reported once, but, you know.
Has anybody thought about this? Is it possible, if Dennis Miller in his own mind believes he's come to the end of the road, the books have dried up, the TV show has dried up, that if he gets this job, he could, like, be like Sonny Bono? and like run for senator?
Sure.
And people would take him seriously.
Wouldn't that surprise me? That's a possibility.
Sure. First Saturday Night Live member to be elected to the Senate.
But he was the guy that used to pick on everybody.
Right.
And I'm very, very disappointed at that.
Yeah. You know? It made me laugh out loud. And a lot of times it would drive my wife nuts when I would be reading a Dennis Miller book.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd laugh out loud and I'd go and I'd read it to her. And I'd say, listen to this. And she said, why are you reading? Show it to me. I'll read it. I said, no, it's not as funny.
Yeah. Right.
I got to read it to you. And then she just sit there and go, oh, okay, it's funny, but it's not funny when you read it. You know, why don't you call Dennis Miller up? And it's the delivery buzz because, you know, I don't have his deadpan delivery. And a lot of the stuff that Dennis Miller at least wrote was stuff that my wife would find offensive.
That's right, Poncho.
Yeah, yeah. Because he would not only throw in, my wife is smart, smarter than me certainly. Some might question her sanity and how smart she is, the fact that she's still married to me. But she doesn't like the fact that he throws in the big 25-cent words all the time. And that doesn't bother me. Like, sometimes I know, she said, do you know what he meant? And I said, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She said, what did that word mean? I said, well, I don't know, but I got the gist of it from...
Yeah, I mean, he uses every inch of the English language and, you know...
From what I understand.
It's a drag. It
anyway,
really is.
I would get genuinely excited.
Yeah,
and say,
me too.
God, this is like the funniest thing ever. Please let me read it to you. And that was part of the problem, too. That I go, please, I got to read it to you. So, listen, okay, so he says that President Clinton should go and then she's like going, okay.
I lost on
whatever.
Her.
Shut up.
Rants.
I don't want a book on tape.
Now, this is kind of funny. Peter Jennings might be about to catch up with Dan Rather in the race for craziest news anchor.
Oh, here we go.
Jennings was interviewing the widow of John Lennon last week at a charity art auction. Somehow, she talked him, Peter Jennings, into stepping inside a giant black cloth bag with her in front of 500 people. When they stepped out of the bag a few moments later, Jennings was struggling to put his shirt back on, and Yoko's clothing was disheveled.
Oh, way to go, Buzz.
Wow.
Way to go.
Oh, the alarm.
Yeah, set off the alarm.
I noticed you were crafty in the beginning of the segment.
Avoided it.
When you said the former wife of John Lennon.
As long as I could.
Say, these tapes are always good for the kids, the youngsters that are listening. They might never get a chance to hear really a wonderful talent. The wife of the late Beatle, John Lennon.
Never wondering what broke up the Beatles. Some might say that it was that Chapman guy.
Right. No.
They say, this right here we are. There she is.
Okay. Click, 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 click.
There she goes. The Yoko Ono.
God.
You know, that is great Halloween music, though.
Yeah, it is.
Jennings' wife was watching from the front row when all this occurred, and Jennings' wife was sitting next to Peter's mother-in-law at the time.
Peter, we in this big brack bag. Hey, sucky, sucky.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out. Please cut it out.
I touch you.
Peter's got some splaining to do.
Yoko, I have news for you. Yes. We are on the air.
Let me take off my big, gigantic glasses.
Yoko? This is Peter Jennings. Would you like to see my nipples?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Here in this bag. He's like, I am your takeout dinner.
I think it's time for a little Canadian-Asian fun. Cut it out.
How do celebrities...
Oh, right next to the beanbag.
How do celebrities celebrate Halloween? With great joy, it turns out. Quoting young Frankenstein director Mel Brooks, we have set our pumpkins and treats to give young children strokes and heart attacks. It's true, says his wife. Dad's a humanitarian, says his daughter. Sigourney Weaver was in Central Park this week as the Cat in the Hat. Kathleen Turner was there in a sensible black pantsuit. If you're Tony Soprano, what do you do to make yourself scary?
Okay. Hi, Donald Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You put on a Shrek mask. That's what James Gandolfini did this week when he took his 4-year-old son to a kid's Halloween party in New York's Greenwich Village neighborhood. Other celebrities have their own favorite costumes. David Schwimmer from Friends likes to be Dracula. Hank Azaria likes to be Batman. The woman from Chris Isaac's Wicked Games video says she'll go as a hamburger. It's something only a supermodel could pull off. And Billy Baldwin says he went as his brother Alec last year. Quoting him, I just acted very rude.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, is he the Baldwin that's called our show?
No, that's Daniel Baldwin.
Daniel Baldwin.
Right, right.
I get that mixed
up. We've been called by Daniel Baldwin and also Tito Baldwin.
And it was Alex, the one that was in the hunt for Red October.
Alec.
I love calling him Alex. I know it's A-L-E-C, but I love calling him Alex.
Alec Baldwin, one of your repertoire of impressions.
I am God.
There you go.
I am,
This is Jack Ryan. My real name is Alex Baldwin.
I haven't heard that in a while. And you know, that is your most consistent impression.
Yeah.
You know?
Requires absolutely no talent. I turn the microphone all the way up and I go, hi.
Well, who do you think you are? You think you're God?
I am God.
You are God. Alex Baldwin, ladies and gentlemen.
My wife, Kim Basinger, my former wife.
Mm-hmm.
She won the Oscar.
Right. Yeah, what'd you do with it?
I made it disappear. I said, Kim, lay on the bed. Now, where's Oscar's head? Look, Oscar's shoulders are gone.
Oh, boy, are you sure you should play that game? I mean, what do you think you are, God?
I am God. Great movie, Malice.
Mm-hmm. Too bad he's such a prick.
Yeah. I hear he's a prick because so I like Alex Baldwin.
Alex Baldwin.
I like calling him Alex.
Sir Alex Guinness.
You know who else I like?
Who?
From the Ron and Fez show. His name is El Jefe, but what's his real name? It's Alec. Yeah. What's his last name?
Hinojosa?
Alec Hinojosa. That's who I like.
He's very cool.
Yeah, that's Jefe's real name. Mm-hmm. Alec Hinojosa.
Way to go, Jefe.
Nice.
You see, the joke there would be his real name is Alex, and I know right. that his name is Alex, and the other guy's, never mind.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Never mind.
Some clown robbed
a
bank.
Can I talk American?
What was that, Kathleen Turner?
Yeah, she was
mentioned. Oh, yeah,
Kathleen Turner was there somewhere, right?
She has nothing to do with this hysterical situation.
Kathleen Turner's been drinking.
Thank you, better than a staring contest.
What's that?
What?
Cold pork pie?
She is weird.
Well, hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Bozzy.
Hi, Rosie. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, hon.
Hey, you know, if we get out of here on time today, we got a break right now.
All right, let's do it.
So let's do this thing. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Leading cause of obesity in America, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, we've hit the bottom of the barrel now, friends.
Thank you for playing my favorite song.
It looks like a purple people eater to me.
Yeah.
The one-eyed, one-horned, trying purple people eater.
That's right. That's right. That's nice. Okay, thank you. Here's Buzz. Mike has left, and I'll tell you what. I was happy to say to Mike, go ahead.
Yeah.
All of those years that I would leave early on trick-or-treat night to go take my kid out trick-or-treating,
right.
Mike is doing the same with his daughters tonight. So so Godspeed, Mike.
Yeah.
Godspeed to Mike, who is dressed tonight, incidentally, as a DJ,
uh-huh.
Mike O'Mara.
Ah,
that's the costume.
See if you can spot him.
See if you can spot him. You know, and don't forget the ticket for the Don and Mike Impossible contest. Mm-hmm. And now, once again, here's Buzz.
Thanks, Don. Some clown robbed a bank in Virginia Beach yesterday. Literally, a woman in a clown suit walked into the Bank of America branch in one of the town's busiest streets in broad daylight. She handed the teller a note demanding money. The clown took the money, got in a cab, and left.
Hey, what was the name of that clown, that bondage clown? That we were going to have on the show. He lived out in the Bay Area.
Right.
And he had his clown. He had a horn.
He had like a...
Give me a second. I'll come up with it. Okay. I promise.
Well, the suspect in this case was last seen in white face with a rainbow wig, an equally colorful costume, and white shoes with white gloves. Anyone matching that description should be reported to the police, even when there hasn't been a bank robbery.
Alan Linewand.
No.
Continuing the jittery clown.
There you go. Continuing one of the year's biggest injustices, 65-year-old comedian Tommy Chong is still in prison.
Well, now, Buzz, I know that this is a topic that's very hot.
Yes.
In the mind of Joe Ardinger.
And me.
Oh, and you're hot about this as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. This is totally unfair. He's in prison for selling plastic water pipes on the Internet. A federal judge has refused to release Chong even while his case is being appealed.
But hold on, I bet we're getting the stuff about the guy, the clown.
The clown?
Let me see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Crap on ice. Hello, Don and Mike.
No, on Marshall.
Ouchie the clown.
What's his name?
Ouchie the clown.
Ouchie!
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Ouchie the clown is correct.
Winner.
You're an instant winner. What's your name?
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Where are you from?
San Francisco Bay Area.
Ouchie the clown.
No.
You won the NBA prize pack. Order NBA League Pass on Cox Digital Cable today or go to Cox.com.
LeBron who?
Pardon me?
LeBron who?
And pardon this interruption. You've also won The Sopranos, the fourth season DVD box set.
Ooh.
And that is from The Sopranos and HBO.
Sweet.
And all the people.
Thanks
for listening.
Good
all job. Right, guys.
Thanks for remembering about Ouchie the Clown.
And he'll shave you with a straight razor.
Yeah.
Good memory.
And he's from the Bay Area, right?
You bet he is.
Right, Ouchie the Clown.
OuchieTheClown.com.
Okay, thank you. Hold on a second. Thank you.
Okay.
I bet that was
that. That might have been Ouchie.
Yeah,
might have been him. So 65-year-old Tommy Chung, in prison to stay, apparently. Federal prosecutors for the Bush administration say Chung got rich by glamorizing drug use and trivializing law enforcement. I would argue that the prosecution of Tommy Chong trivializes law enforcement, but that's just me.
Is Dave there?
Did you say he was 65?
65 years old.
That's like Liddy.
He's a real threat to society, that Tommy Chong.
Hey, Dave, it's me, man.
Dave's not here,
Let
man.
Me in.
Dave's not here, man.
Dave?
Catherine Zeta-Jones is just one of the guys in a very sexy, curvy kind of way. In an interview with a German magazine, she says she gets along better with men than women, drinks beer straight from the bottle,
Hi.
Is lazy, and a horrible cook.
This is Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Hi.
Sometimes when she's not working, she says she even skips brushing her teeth.
Well, I guess you could take that.
I'd get past that.
Yeah. I think that would work.
Yeah.
You know, he's not here to discuss it now. One day,
he
next
loves
week,
her.
We'll discuss. No, not. Yeah, he loves her.
Yeah, right.
Who doesn't he love?
Sure.
But I was going to mention the tooth thing.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Mike, we were talking off the air about tongue scrapers recently, and Mike is not a fan or hadn't heard of the phenomenon that is tongue scraping. And I guess he got one, and he's not impressed with it.
Oh, I got one, and I'm very impressed with it.
And I say, if you're in a pinch, use a butter knife.
Yeah, that'll work.
Because really, you know, Rob, I've done that.
A spoon, actually, would be better.
No. Not to be very Jethro Clampett-ish, but I have used a butter knife. One that has...
Here's mine.
A razor blade.
A straight razor.
Yeah, go easy.
I do like a butter knife that has the very tiny... sharp edges,
on serrated edge.
Yes, and you just either up and down on your tongue, and you are just as fresh as the day is long.
Yeah. By the time your toast is ready, you're done.
Well, all right. It's all one big family.
Right.
It's all one big family. You've got to, and I say this to my wife all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we're constantly kissing and touching.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it matter if I take a knife out of the drawer? Scrape my tongue with it, and it happens to find its way back into the drawer before it goes into the dishwasher.
Wipe it on your pants, and you're good to go.
Very interesting for someone who house sits for you occasionally.
Right, and that's why you should never use the utensils unless they come right out of the dishwasher.
I'm bringing plastic utensils.
And you got to watch it, too, because I told you, my wife is such a super spy.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Nothing. It's just,
that was a light night for me.
Rob,
how many bottles did you find?
Well, no, last weekend, it was one night that we were gone,
right?
To go down to Clemson to see Bart for Parents Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Robbie's house sat us for one night,
right.
And there were six cans,
right.
Six empty Miller Lights.
Not much. I mean, and I was watching that on VH1. They have that I Love the 80s Strikes Back.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and you know, you just open a six pack, and gosh, where does the evening go?
Time flies.
Wow.
And then you get out a butter knife, you scrape your tongue, and then you put it back in the drawer, and you say, hey, maybe Rob will use this tomorrow morning. Because if he's been drinking, he's going to wake up with bad breath, and he's going to want to scrape his tongue. And maybe he's like me, and maybe he'll just use one of the knives right out of the drawer. In fairness, I have only on one occasion, I think, in my entire life, ever just wiped the knife on my shirt or my pants and put it back in the drawer.
And you can't beat that shine.
And it was a long time ago.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, before we lived in the house we're living in now.
Well, use a spoon because you want to get every drop.
Now, why is a spoon better, Buzz?
Well, because of its shape, and you're really supposed to scrape when you scrape your tongue. You want to be sure and get as far back as you can without gagging. Because that's where the really bad stuff is.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah,
you're right. So a spoon, you say?
Yeah, and then wipe it on your pants, put it back in the drawer.
Rob, go give me a spoon.
Hold on.
You have a plastic spoon around here anywhere?
Hold on.
Okay, somewhere.
Go ahead, Buzz.
What's the scariest movie scene ever? What do you think?
Oh, God, the scariest. Now, you got to give me a second on this.
Sure.
I've seen
a lot of movies to remember.
I've seen a lot of really, really great movies.
I got a spork. Will that do?
Yeah, it's plastic. That'll do. The scariest
Careful.
Movie ever, I would say probably Fletch.
Well, no, according to a recent survey of the Brit, it's the Here's Johnny scene in The Shining.
Oh, it was an ad lib, right, by Nicholson?
Yeah, I believe it was.
So you would take the spoon like this.
Like that.
Like this.
Anyway. Right.
Ow.
Careful, it's got points.
Yeah. It's a spork. Okay, don't choke. Don't gag.
I haven't heard you make that noise since the marshmallow race.
You're scraping all the gunk off,
right,
off your tongue, which gives you fresher breath.
That's right.
Ow.
And everything tastes better because you get that gunk off your tongue. Unless, of course, you're gagging.
Ow. Mm.
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning. Wow. Man, that I got my cleaned up my sinuses and everything.
You look great.
Do you taste copper?
That's great. Listen, if you get a chance, scrape your tongue this weekend.
Yeah, everybody should.
And if you got some kids coming over to the house tonight and you don't know what to give them, you're running out of full-size Snickers or whatever, mm-hmm. just give them little plastic knives and spoons.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say give them scrapings. Thank goodness you didn't say that.
So here's Johnny from The Shining, the scariest movie scene ever, according to this British survey. The head spinning scene in The Exorcist came in second. A severed head popping out of the bottom of a boat in Jaws was third. Oh, yeah. Fourth place went to the moment when a baby alien burst out of John Hurt's chest in Alien. And the crying scene in the Blair Witch Project rounded out the top five.
Woo-hoo, man, that's cold. What about... give me a second, I'll think of the movie. Because I know there's a scarier one. Just go ahead, I'll jump in when I get it.
In the meantime, let me tell you, Californians are not the only crazy voters in the world. In Germany, the citizens of Southeast Berlin have just elected Dracula to their city council. Dracula's with the free...
Really, when did he leave the building today?
Oh, Dracula's with the Free Democrats Party. Actually, he's Ottomar Rodolf Vlad Dracula Prince Krezelesko.
Of course he is, Buzz.
Who claims to be a descendant of the original Dracula, Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad.
Vladimir.
Hey, it's Vlad. What's happening, dude? I'm still thinking about the scariest movie I've ever seen. It might have to be Lucky Numbers.
Lucky Numbers.
With John Travolta and Phoebe from Friends.
Oh, that is horrifying.
Yeah.
You still wake up screaming?
I'm just trying to think of the most obscure POS movie I've ever seen. And I'm sad to say that I've seen them all. I've sat through that one. It's the one where John Travolta is a TV weatherman in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and figures out a way to rig the lotto by having Phoebe from Friends smuggle in something that makes the heavier
balls, right?
Heavier balls, making the ping pong balls pop up in the order that they already know.
I tell you, the movie that made me actually make when I was in the theater was Clue.
Well, okay, Colonel Mustard.
No, I think nominated for scary movie ever is the Jeff Goldblum Fly. That was really scary, I thought, when it came out.
No, I don't think it was really... That was not...
It was scary.
Here's scary, really, if you're being serious. It's scary.
Yeah.
And Tell me about it.
I don't mean your wife. I mean, that's the first time I can remember going to a movie when I was a kid, when that hand came up at the end.
Yeah.
That was scary.
In sports, the NBA has decided to use the music of Justin Timberlake for its ABC sports broadcast. The song Can't Get Enough will mostly be used for promotional spots. And the NBA, meanwhile, is also courting the Chinese. The league will distribute newspaper supplements in China tomorrow, where over 300 million homes already watch NBA games.
Attention! Attention!
Basketball is one of the hottest sports in China.
You must get tongue scraper now.
Look, he is pointing to his wife. He's not allowed to date Madonna. I must be your tongue scraper.
Finally.
I must be your tongue scraper. And that's another loose end from this week's show.
Yes. Yeah.
When is Young Duck Ong? When are we going to hear from that guy?
Soon, I hope. Only a couple of days till Election Day.
He's running for office.
Yes. Finally, you want scary?
Yeah.
Check out the display in Holland of antique prophylactics. It's part of an exhibit called 100,000 Years of Sex.
Do they have your picture there?
Yes, I'll greet you at the door.
Big wooden rubber.
The exhibit. Yeah, I still have splinters. The exhibit includes the world's oldest condoms, even older than the ones in your wallet. Some of them are made from animal and fish intestines. Very scary.
That is scatty, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You go there, you get a solid rock diaphragm. Buzz's wooden rubbers. And then they're not rubbers, they're wooders.
No, yeah.
And then they Buzz in
so yield, we call them woodies.
In yield time, but yeah. They, my fair lady, my lass, for I would like to be the cocksmith with you. Don't delete that out. And now, where is my wooder? All right, well, we got to go.
Yes, we do.
That's it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Happy
Don't hurt
Halloween,
yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Mike, have a great time with your kids. We'll see you on Monday with the all-new episode, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And, well, okay, Mike, good down. I point to the chair. He's not even there.
That's
but
all right.
You know, right there, I'm giving him the getting it done.
That's right.
And you.
Can I lick the marshmallow before I place it?
I'll see you tomorrow night at the party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. DM, eaters all.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.